out, fellas, that you're hearing. Zach James and I, Tim Hadley, here at the District 6 Championship. Not a bigger game. I think you mentioned earlier, Zach, that you and I were talking here off air. There's about three District Championship games tonight with ranked teams. This is one of them. And, of course, you know, for me, being a longtime Panther fan, the most important game in the state right now. But, you know, really, BGM's ranked first. You know, polls fluctuate between, you know, Beacon being fifth and sixth. But tonight, the numbers don't matter. It's all about who can control the football, who comes out swinging. And I'll tell you, both teams have got to be perfect to come out of this one with the W tonight.
Absolutely, Jimmy. And like you said, rankings are only a number. And the only thing that matters tonight is the district championship. And the kickoff is in the air.
Beacon receives Whitrock, comes up the left side, gets to about the 25. A nice little return for Whitrock. Came up about 10, 15 yards there, so took a little bounce. Whitrock scooped it up, and the Panthers will come out first. They've chosen to receive, and they'll be coming out with that offense led by senior quarterback Colby Alsop.
And this isn't the same thing you'll see out of like it was last week. Both last week was just a shelling, and this one, if Deacon's going to stay in this game, it has to be a shootout. We'll see if it's like that tonight as Deacon sets up with strips receivers to the near side.
If Alsop's in that shotgun, now Beacon makes motion, they come back. Alsop under center, they've been known to do this. Show one formation, come up another. Hand off, nothing there for Chase Copeland, who comes up the right side, taken down quickly by that big, solid BGM defense.
And the BGM defense and the whole team, Jim, there's a reason they're number one, and they've been just dominating the entire district, their entire schedule throughout the entire season, and they're looking for that undefeated season here, regular season here tonight. Already looking forward to the playoffs as it's peaking.
Well, let's see if Beacon can hand them their first loss. Nothing doing here. It's second down and nine. Copeland comes up the right side again, taken down right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe one, not more. About third down and eight, 9 yards to go or so on the 27-yard line. So if you're just joining us, we have just kicked off. Beacon has received. Now, the very first third down of the game, Beacon's got a decision to make about the play calling here. They've got 8 yards to go to get the change to move and get that first down of the night for the Beacon Panthers.
Coach Donovan and I talked last Friday night about how to handle this game, and he said he was going to go with the run early here, and that's what they're electing to do here on third down.
Absolutely. They fake to Copeland and give to Club right up the middle. Club gets a solid 4 or 5, but not enough to move those chains, and that's going to bring out the punt team. So Beacon, right now, 4th and 5, ball on the 30-yard line, showing punt as we've just started this first series in the opening of this game.
3 out already for Beacon. They scored within the first minute of last week, but Southeast Warren and BGM are two completely different squads.
Totally different tonight. You got that right, Zach. Good punt here by Club. Goes down to about the 30-yard line. Good field, clean Whitrock with a tackle. Helped out there by Tanner Adam, just rips him down, making a statement on special teams, getting that defense fired up at the 45-yard line. As the Panther defense, for the first time tonight, will take over and try and show the BGM Bears that they're here to play as well.
Jack Klein with the return for the Bears, and he's racked up the rushing yards for BGM thus far this season. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but he has gained national attention for what he's done this season, and it's going to be a huge challenge for that front 7 or 8 for Beacon to knock him down. Hopefully the secondary doesn't find him too many times tonight.
I agree. Klein is definitely a talented young player. There are several on this team. Bears come up the left side, getting a good 6 or 7 yard gain, taken down there by Whitrock again on the tackle. Cole Rickard helping him out on that far sideline. That'll bring up 2nd and 4 for the Bears, ball on the 46-yard line.
Peeking in on their all black uniforms tonight, with black helmets, black jerseys, black bottoms, BGM, and their blue helmets, white tops, white bottoms.
BGM taking a little bit of huddle time, but getting right up the line of scrimmage. She goes under center, fullback. Not much. Tanner Adam finds him and brings him up behind the line of scrimmage back. 2 to 3 yard loss at least. What a great play. Those big offensive or big defensive linemen came up, stuffed a hole, and Tanner Adam stuck around the backside and just took him down.
Absolutely. Kyle Grease on the run for BGM. Also one of the big factors for that Bear offense. And not going much of anywhere there.
Wow, a generous spot by these referees, though. Only 3rd and 6, so now BGM's turn for a big third down. See what they can do to move the ball 6 yards. They come out shotgun, quarterback looking right. He rolls right, finds his receiver. out of bounds, and it's caught, but not enough. I don't know. It is good. Okay, yep. Okay, it's tough to see from where we're at, but it is a first down. So BCN, third and six, converts. It looked close, Zach. He was right on that sideline. You know, you wonder in those situations if you had instant replay, if that's one that you would challenge. But
I think one of them was right.
No red flags out tonight, yeah. So first and ten, BCN. Panther defense looking strong, though. Ball on the 43, nothing big so far. Shoot a couple short games, enough to move for a first down for BGM. Under center, they give it across the left side and taken down. Tanner Adams slows him up, and big old Jared Bond comes across and finishes him off. Maybe a yard there. Bringing up second and nine. Ball on the 43-yard line. So they've crossed over the 50-yard line now into what would be considered scoring territory near that checkerboard end zone that they put in last week. Boy, I'll tell you, this field, we have so many compliments. Coach Donovan, an amazing job. Looks beautiful, great crowd tonight. A lot of spirit here tonight in this championship game.
Good crowd by both teams out here tonight.
Absolutely. Pass to the left side screen. Steps out, but he gets a step and gets enough for the first down before Ricker takes him out of bounds on the far sideline. So now, two first downs in this first drive for BGM, starting to find a little bit of a rhythm here, Zach.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's how BGM likes to do things. They like to work quickly, and they like to score often.
Jaden Nicholson checking in for the game here on defense. He's going into that nose guard spot. Replaces, I believe, Kyle Miller coming out. BGM showing two receivers to the right, under center.
Oh, he slammed up the middle. He was just, he almost took the handoff, Zach. He didn't even get his lips, and they send him,
and it's like he thought it's a snap, and then they send him up the middle, and he was right there. He could have taken that handoff, but instead he takes down that back for a loss, and again, another fairly generous spot. He came up pretty good, but second and 14 now for BGM and the Panthers, making a little bit of a statement on that one, too. Definitely, I would say, here to play football.
You talk about club almost getting the handoff. I think it's huge for Beacon's defense to make a one or two turnovers.
Absolutely. That's going to be the story of the night on both sides of the football for both teams. Pass now by BGM. Great pass, and it's caught. Great pass. And enough, I believe, to move the first down line. So about a 16, 17-yard pass just right over that right side, just a drag comes across the middle, and just before he hit the sideline again, a very similar play to move the chains last time. So Beacon secondary might be a factor here as they've got to get the turnover. We've seen interceptions. Montezuma, we had what? Tanner Adam had three. Cole Rickard had one. So four interceptions. They can do it. They've just got to start to figure out, you know, where the ball's going to be. And intercepted it in the air.
And Brian Kriegel, BGM's quarterback, is a good quarterback, too. He makes good decisions as he hands it off to Klein here. Flag on the play.
Klein taken down, gets about six, but the flag did come in that backfield. As Zach mentioned, hard to tell. I would guess it would be holding. It is. That's going to march BGM back here. I think the Panther fans like that one.
Give it to Cowboys tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Pulling out all the stuff to DJ,
tailgate. Oh, yeah. You know, we're first class here, Zach. I don't know if you've gotten to know this yet, but we're not some rinky-dink podunk operation, man. We are Beacon Panthers. We're here to show some class. That's what we're all about. So, yeah, you're right. They got the couch in the end zone. You can win a raffle ticket to get in there. Rootsons are here selling sandwiches. I had mine earlier. It's just a fantastic night for football here at Beacon. First and 20, ball on the 17-yard line. Quarterback looking hand wide open. We'll see what happens. Colby also on the stop, but not before he gets in the end. Oh, just short of the end zone. Just short of the end zone. He just ran a fade just straight to that end zone. Catches it. Colby also right there to nail him, but just a step or two behind and not able to get enough. So first and goal on the 1 yard line for BGM. Panther defense has made goal line stops before. We saw it against Montezuma. They can do it against tough teams, but they're going to have to really stiffen up here to not allow the touchdown on this one with 6 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in this first quarter.
First and goal at the one. Kriegel.
Flag comes out, though. Flag coming from the sideline. I would guess it's going to be a legal procedure. I'm guessing it's on BGM. We'll see. No sign yet.
Oh, encroachment.
Oh, encroachment on the Panthers. So that's going to
almost happen.
Yeah, about 6 inches there. So that does help BGM a little bit. You know, before they stopped that play, they were going right up the middle, so we'll see what they do. I got to think when you've got a lot of options, that this is going to be an easy one to call. with several effective running backs and the power that they've got sitting back there. And it is a quarterback sneak up the middle, and it appears to have enough at this point. And it is a BGM touchdown. So that's going to be 6-0 BGM at this point. BGM scores first, striking first. Panthers defense looking strong against the run, but so far it's been the passing game that's been dominating the Pekin defense at this point. And that dominated is probably the wrong word, Zach. I mean, it you know, small chunks, 10, 15 yards,
right.
Nothing big yet, but still definitely something that Coach Donovan and crew are going to have to get corrected and bring under control, as it is now 0-6 in favor of the BGM Bears.
PTPT on the way?
It appears to be good from here, and it is. So that's going to be 7-0 with 6 minutes and 21 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. So we promised a good game. So far, it is. I mean, both teams slugging it out here. Panther defense on the run. I don't know the official stats, but not many yards given up there.
No.
If not, almost break even, but the pass so far, perfect, right? I mean, what are we, 3-for-3, 4-for-4 here? But you're right, that quarterback, just amazing decision-making, and he's just really finding the right receivers at the right times.
BGM had a nice kickoff return, so they didn't have too far to go. I think it was about...
Yeah, that's started about the 45, so yeah, you're right. Not a lot of numbers up yet for either team.
9 plays, 55 yards unofficially, and about 4 minutes taken off the clock there for BGM. So, you know, trying to take the ball back and trailing for the first time since we were both calling the game.
You're right, yeah,
in the fourth quarter.
Yep, no points put up last week by Southeast Warren. So, yeah, the Panthers for the first time see a touchdown against their favor. But they'll rally here and put something together. They have moved the football. They did receive the football first. They did have the movement there, so a lot to build on. They have not yet passed. Whitrock receives, comes up that left side. Nice little return for Whitrock. Solid. Brings up to just short of the 30-yard line, so about 10-12-yard return as the Panthers will now take over on offense, first and 10 on the 29-yard line. So, as you mentioned earlier, Coach Donovan really focusing on this run, sees something there that he thinks he can get by. But, you know, Alsop is a great quarterback in his own right, much like Kriegel, you know, a senior himself, and makes pretty good decisions as well. So, you know, we may see some passing here as Alsop goes shotgun. Nice handoff over to Chase Copeland, and I'll tell you, if he hadn't shook himself up, probably would have been in order, but a very solid 5-yard gain and a great block pull opened up there by Cole Rickert and some of those guys over on that sideline, Eric Adam as well, just creating a great, great hole for him to run through.
Absolutely. And Copeland, he was ready for this game.
Those legs were moving. Yes, you know, you're right. Oh, he clubbed. Looks like he's tackled, but it's Colby Ossoff on the keeper, though, Zach. It was a very
successful play.
Yeah, so the BGM defense got snookered, too, as Beacon Panthers pick up their first down of the night, as Ossoff fakes the inside handoff to Club, takes it himself, picks up 6, gets the first down. Beacon Panthers, first and 10 on the 40-yard line. BGM defense so far, very solid as well.
Chase Copeland finds the room.
So a great off-tackle run there for Chase Colson. Boy, it looked like he was just going to break it wide open there. He came up, he was running hard tonight. I think he found some confidence in that Montezuma game and broke that winning touchdown. And you know, a sophomore, that's what it takes. You know, you've only got 2 years up here at the varsity level.
Uh-huh.
Last year he had some concussion things he had to work through, but he's fought back. Did a lot of training this summer, a guy that seeks out a lot of extra work, and he's coming in as a sophomore now, finding that step. Also fakes the screen, goes down, he's got a man, and then Whitrock
shots the 5. An amazing play by Colby also for Christian Whitrock. Just a great connection. He fakes the screen to Copeland on the outside, and also pulls it back on a fly to Whitrock. Perfectly thrown ball. Whitrock doesn't even break stride, catches it for about a 50-yard gain. All the way down to, I would say, the 7-yard line. That's going to bring a first and goal for the Panthers on the 7. That's what
I told you, you know, that passing game is there. They hadn't brought it out yet. But what a great play for the Panthers. And now they just have to put it in. Also, Susie Copeland, he does. He goes right over left tackle. The gates open up. The water's parted. And he strolls right into the end zone. So Panthers now 7-6. This district game so far not disappointing. Everything we knew it was going to be. two undefeated district teams. Of course, the Panthers only lost coming to the Sigourney game by one touchdown. So right now, I don't think BGM's seen a team that I know of that has come out and just stalked them right back at that. So now we'll see how they react as the Panthers come out and put it on the board. Now 7-6, Brain's going to try and make it 7-7.
Brain needs to be near perfect tonight, too. He did miss a PAT.
You know, this is a game that will come down to just one or two points. You're exactly right.
Good snap, good hold, good kick.
There we go, it's good. Zach, I went quiet there because I didn't want to jinx them. It's hard to hear. It's hard to get it on the radio here at home, but the tension right now at this game, you can just feel it. I can almost cut it with a knife on both sides. The BGM crowd now, you know, sitting, but they'll start to rally as well. They are stacked in here. They travel extremely well, and why wouldn't you, Zach? You're undefeated. You're number one in the state. Of course, you got a lot of good things going. They've got a lot to be proud of over there in Brooklyn, Guernsey and Malcolm. And so, they're going to get into this too. So, both sides just extremely excited. And I'll tell you, I haven't seen these Panthers fans this excited in quite a while. And they've got a lot to be proud of as well. This team has really come together. And you know that Montezuma game, I talked about it twice before, but it just became a glue and a catalyst to tell these guys, you know what, we can do this. And I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of smiles down there and a lot of excited faces, because I don't think this early they thought they'd be 7-7.
They can be satisfied with what they have right now, but this game is far from over. They need
exactly,
to focus.
Exactly. But you know they've got something to build on, and they've got some confidence. You're right. Great kick here by Club, bringing them down. Good return. Comes up to about the 39-yard line, and an impressive return here by BGM. And that was number 9, Kirk Berry, the senior. He's a wide receiver, so yeah, that makes sense. Put him back there, get some speed. He comes up and gets about a 20-yard return. So that's going to put the BGM Bears pretty good spot here at the 38-yard line. That's going to be 1st and 10, BGM. Panther defense trots out. Didn't spend a lot of time on offense, so this defense hasn't had a lot of time to rest. Bears under center. Pitch out to Klein. Klein coming around that right side. He's got some room, and he's finally taken down after about a 13-yard gain on the Pekin sideline, taken down by Kate Milliken. But there is a flag on the field. There is a flag just right in front of the Panthers. The referees are discussing this flag right now. So we'll see exactly what it is. I would guess it's going to be on the offense. It is. It's holding on the offense. So that big gain by Klein now brought back. And so the Bears now 2 penalties in this game, in a game that you have to be perfect in. So starting to see a little bit of chink in the armor there. And the Panthers will say back them up. And we're going to reset. We'll see where they officially spot it, because it does go from the spot of the foul. And it appears that with the spot of the foul, it's going to go right back to where it was, and it's 1st and 10 on the 46-yard line, right where we started. So that's going to, you know, like that play never happened. It comes back. BGM Bears will start it all over again. Here you go, under center. Pitch out to Klein. Now they go left. He comes down. That is a lot of scrimmage. He broke through, showed him. Klein hesitated just a second. That's all it took for PD 12 to come in. Solo tackle, bring him down. So that's going to bring up 2nd down and about 9 for the Bears on the 39-yard line.
That defensive line just coming out and being aggressive here.
You know, they are. You know, PD, you know, he comes through and blitzes hard. You're right. It does come down to a lot of those big defensive guys. You've got to make a decision as a lineman. Do I take this big, you know, 280-pound guy in front of me, or do I take the guy that's blitzing? It's tough to do both. And when they're going in different gaps, it's really deceptive. And it looks like another flag is out here, and I'm going to guess it's going to be on the Bears. The Pekin fans are excited. There must have been some motion here. I was watching our defensive line, and they're shifting, but it is. It's on the Pekin Bears, and now they're going to move them back again. Pretty tough. I'm just getting a little excited to see here. You know, he's just one harvest ball king today. They have a harvest ball through the IFA here, and he won king, and a shout-out to Jessica Willis, who won queen. So, you know, a good day for PD Club. He's got some big tackles, and hopefully he'll get some big gains here, too. But he's starting to pump up the crowd a little bit, and they're going to go with 3 receivers. Passing's been accessible. Great stop. I got to think it's going to be intentional too. That might bring them forward enough for a first down. He came in high. PD came in high that time, a little too excited, and he grabbed the face mask and yanked him. And Cade Milliken, they brought him from the corner side. A great stop, but the flag came out right away. We'll see. No, he's still walking. That's not good.
No, it's not.
Boy, oh man, that's tough. I know you're excited, but you got to settle down and you got to play football.
You got to tackle low.
That's exactly right. But you get excited. You get out there. You see him. You're in the right position. A great stop by the Panthers, but that's tough. That's going to bring up now second down and about four. So this game beset with some penalties early. Both teams. I've had this referee crew for junior high games, and they're going to be watching. So the flags will be coming out tonight. So far it's really gone both ways. That one's against the Panthers, and the other ones have been against the Bears. So even though I'm kind of a beacon guy, I feel like calling it even so far. Fine, great hole at the left side. Gets enough for the first down and then some. Moves the chains.
Speaking of crowd, we're all wanting to go
yard.
Yeah,
here's Bruce, but I don't know that it was. They didn't look like it was that to me. But definitely that defense is still pretty jacked up from putting the ball in the end zone, making it 7-7 here with about 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. So, it's possible that, guys are getting in there and making those tackles. Kriegel comes up under center. Got Klein behind him. He's got two receivers right. Gives it to Klein. It goes hard up the right side. A couple Panthers grab him.
Another
face
mask.
Another guy comes out.
Excuse me, might not be a face mask.
You see?
I'm trying to say.
Telling him how to call the game, Zach.
There you go.
Hold it. Unfair. We're going to have some fun tonight because I feel like it's going to be such a stressful one. I'm glad you're throwing those in there. So this one is going to be against the Bears, and this last series has taken a while to get rolling. A lot of time got off the clock, and really the ball hasn't moved much from when we started. We started from about the 40-yard line, and now, Zach, we're at the 44 and 1st and 18 for the Bears. So Bears a little bit of ground to make up. I'm going to be looking for this long pass. They haven't missed so far. Why not? But let's see if the Panther secondary has adjusted. It is. It's that right roll out, and Kriegel's going to take it himself.
Maybe a yard.
Maybe a yard. Bring up 2nd and 17. So great decision by Kriegel to pull it in, and I think there was pretty good coverage there. The Panthers adjusted well to that pass. Same pass we saw before, all the receivers kind of come across on a drag, and then he rolls out to the right, tries to find the target, all of them covered up, he rolls out, gets about a yard, bringing up 2nd and 17 on the 45-yard line. So Panther defense, great position here. Showing that 3-5. Club showing blitz.
They saw the ball is on the ground.
Kriegel gets right on top of it. Great reaction by Kriegel to just jump on it. But the ball comes out on the ground, bringing up now 3rd and about 20 for the Bears. So, like I said, I don't know that the BGM senior team come out and just be this aggressive right off the bat and match them step for step. So we'll see if they can start to kind of get some of this stuff under wraps. But so far, great breaks for the Panthers. It's 3rd and 20 from the 43-yard line, about 2 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Score all knotted up, 7-7. You got to think these guys, this game's going to come down to endurance, too. Flag, I'm guessing it's the last game. I think you're right. It is. It's only the clock. He's in now. I believe their third penalty in a row here. Not in a row because they put the ball down, but 3 quick penalties just on this single change of the chain. So now we're definitely going to see that long pass as it is now. I believe 3rd and 25.
And I'm sure
on the 38-yard line.
I'm sure Bears head coach Jerry Burns saying things we can't repeat on the air.
I'm sure, yeah. Hats off to him. He's done a great job, and he'll get things squared away, too. But, yeah, you're right. In a situation like, oh, direct snap. But the Panthers not moved at all. Bring them down. They had a guy in motion.
Oh, Olsen on the run.
Yeah, Olsen, a senior as well, a wide receiver, comes across. And that's going to bring up 4th and 24 for the Bears. And we're going to see the BGM punt team for the first time tonight as the Panthers hold them and get a stop here.
Big.
That is big. That's a momentum. You know, you could feel it, Zach, when they put that ball in the end zone. You could start to feel it. When they came out and they got a couple big stops, just a fantastic stop there, and I think it's going to continue as the punt is just let roll down to the 20-yard line by Whitrock. A great decision to just let it roll, because this offense so far, after that last drive, has just been rolling, Zach. You know, a great pass from also to Whitrock opened up that, and then Copeland has just been running like something is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is just...
And
the good news is it's Ed, the fire chief in Hedrick, so if something is on fire, I think we're going to be okay. But here we go. The Panthers get a little bit of a huddle, but they're ready to go as they come up to the line of scrimmage in the 20-yard line, first and 10, new set of downs, new series here with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. There it is. Comes up hard on the left side. That's Petey Club. Gets about 2-3. So Petey has yet to break anything big. A very consistent run so far. But we've seen several times where he's come up. He came up big in the Montezuma game with several touchdowns. So he has that ability. But right now, BGM's watching him on film, and they're keying there. And you know, you got to think they are, because they tackled him when he didn't have the ball. 3-4 guys. I mean, they've got number 32's number written on their sleeve there, I think.
Copeland, too, I would
have. I would guess. Well, they go on the right side this time. Not much there again. So BGM defense came back out here to rally. And so far, the Panthers unable to move the ball much. About 3rd and 9, bringing up, once again, very quickly because of that no huddle, a big 3rd down for the Panthers.
I think they're going to let the quarter go.
I think you're right. There are 15 seconds left to go. I think they're going to come in, reel the guys in, and say, hey, let's settle down here. Coach Donovan and Coach Hutt, the offensive coordinator, going to have a little chat here with them. And as we wind down, 3-2-1, not anything to be ashamed about here. Fans on their feet, rallying around these Panthers, stand set, because it's 7-7 against the number one team in the state of Iowa. Things all knotted up. A great first quarter. A lot to build on. So, into the first quarter, 7-0, 12 minutes back on the clock as we get to start the second quarter. Ball's going to be on the 21-yard line, 3rd and 8 to go. Shout-out to some of our sponsors making this possible, Mike's Parts and Service. Mike's Parts and Service is located there in Richland. They've got an auto repair center that honors the Show Your Card and Save program. In addition to their full line of maintenance, they've also got the Boss Poly Power BXC Snowplow. And I'll tell you, some of our students, former Pekin graduates, attend UNI, Iowa State, and those guys all saying a lot of snow this week, a little bit of snow this week. So if you're thinking about a snowplow, go check out Mike's Parts and Service. I hate to even think about it, but it's that time of year, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting colder, the furnace is on, and things are heating up here, though. As we're getting ready to start the second quarter, Panthers didn't take a lot of time coming right back on the field as we get set with this second quarter. So 3rd and 8, ball on the 21. Things all tied up between the number one ranked BGM Bears and the number 5/6, depending on what poll you look at, Panthers. And the Panthers showing 3 receivers on the right. Also, in shotgun, referee blows the whistle. Here we go, start of the second quarter. A big defensive line for BGM, ready to go. Also, showing
reach. Himself goes up, he's got the room. It's about 7 or 8.
They're not moving the chains yet.
Now they are. The first down, Colby Alsop.
Great read. That's an option read. A lot of West Coast teams, even Iowa, running these. But to Alsop with those legs, gives the fake, pulls it, and he's got the first down. 1st and 10 on the 31-yard line. Panthers shifting offense. They come into about a NASCAR formation here. Power eye. They give to Copeland, who comes up and gets about 2. So the Panthers and the power eye, not much, but at least keeping the Bears guessing, as they have shown, I would say, no less than a dozen different formations tonight, that they come up and they just adjust very quickly. No huddle. They've got wristbands to tell them to play. Coach Hutch calls it from the sideline. They come up and they're keeping the tempo going. And right now, knocking the Bears back a little bit on their feet, as it's now 2nd down and 9, ball on the 32-yard line.
NASCAR formation, I like that. That seems like a 200-mile-per-hour race.
There you go, yeah, you know, it is. It's a 200-mile-per-hour race, but yet it's still a marathon, because I'll tell you, both these teams are going to have to be in shape tonight. Both of them just fighting inch for inch, yard for yard, as the Pekin Panthers have to face this just gigantic BGM team. I mean, they have hit the weight room. I've been down to BGM several times. They have a nice facility there. They've got a great nutrition program. I mean, they've got a lot of great things happening, and they were great last year. They're great this year, and the Panthers are going to have to be great tonight to keep their momentum rolling. Ball's up in shotgun. Oh, a little underthrown. Tries to catch Copeland. Almost kind of throws it away. He just kind of drops down in front of Copeland. Bringing up now, fourth down and eight. So that's going to slow that drive a little bit. However, the defense so far is definitely fired up. So not the worst thing to bring your defense out on second quarter. But Panthers are going to need to put some more numbers up here. Mm-hmm. Keep that score rolling. You leave it 7-7 for a while, and you've got to be executing in every single part of your game. Also, club the punt. Great punt. Copeland down to cover. He's right down there. Copeland beats the ball down. And that's the fast he's running tonight. The ball almost hit Copeland in the back as he gets down and just right in the face of that guy saying, pick it up, I dare you. And they're smart enough not to. Let it go. They touch it. That's going to bring up the BGM offense. First and 10 on the 32-yard line. So BGM starting with a decent field position here. They didn't get much going on their last drive. We didn't see much passing from them. Even though they were, you know, Zach, I was surprised, second and 18, third and 20.
They still went with the run.
So they must be seeing something there. They've got two receivers here. You know, with Kriegel's ability to find a receiver, well, we'll see what happens here, what they call. They do go to Klein on the pitch. He gets some yardage here. About 6 or 7, another flag comes out from the back. You got to think holding again referee Caps is the head referee, is the one who threw it, so no one's going to challenge that one. It is holding. Panther fans excited about that one. A little bit of mist rolling here on the field. We're getting close to Halloween, Zach. What do you think? You think? I'm sure BGM's thinking it's getting a little spooky out
yes,
here.
Yes, it is. And both teams will be playing on Halloween Eve next week.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Halloween Eve. We'll see if it brings a trick or a treat here at Pekin Field. Tom Stonefield is called, named after legendary Tom Stone. I got a chance to play with him, win a state championship my senior year. Junior year, got second state runner-up, so, you know, awesome to be out here. Kriegel out the pass. Oh, flipped it by center Adam. Just a step ahead of it. You know, they're starting to read that play, Zach. This play we've seen several times now. Kriegel rolls out. They send Klein and several other guys out on the drag, and Tanner Adam that time in the perfect position. Just that, you know, if he was a step slower, and you don't want him to be a step slower, but if he's just so slow, that'd be an interception. That'd be 6 going Pekin's way. So we'll see now that it's 2nd and 20 what they cook up here on the BGM sideline. Ball on the 22-yard line. Time not a factor. It's still 10 minutes in the second quarter. A lot of football left to play.
And a time, Coach Burns is going to call a timeout here.
There you go. He's going to get his players under control here. And great decision. I don't blame him. And that's going to bring up our first time out of the evening. Still 7-7. Like I said, a lot of playing to go. I want to shout out, well, we got a quick timeout here to Hinshaw Trailer Sales there in Richland. They've been family-owned for 50 years in Southeast Iowa. They offer great lines like Kiefer, Delta, many more. They got a full-time shop, got parts and a full line of hitches and installation. If you want more information, check out HinshawTrailerSales.com. Hinshaw's great sponsors of Pekin football and KISU Friday Night Lights right here that you're listening to. We do thank you for joining us. Without you listening, there's no reason for us to be up here.
Right.
And if there are some BGM fans listening, we welcome you as well. I'm sorry I'm calling it all Pekin. I'm just that guy. I respect your program. I think it's great. It's been a great program so far, but you know, please forgive me early on, but we're so glad that you're listening, tuning in. It's a beautiful night for football. Two just tremendous teams out here, and so far it's been a really exciting game to watch.
And I'm a Monarch kid too, so I obviously have to respect the BGM.
You know, there's got to be a joke in there somewhere. You know, a panther, a bear, and a brave. Anyway, oh, great pass by Kriegel. I shouldn't have been talking him up so much because he comes out and throws a 25-yard pass to move the chains. That timeout by Coach Burns, a well-timed timeout, worth it. I'll tell you, I would take that as well because he comes out and gets a 25-yard completion, bringing the ball up the 50-yard line after all that work by the Panthers. It's now 1st and 10, right at midfield. in the 50-yard line.
Is that Trees on the catch? Good baseball player as well. Most of these good baseball players as well.
Yeah, you know some wrestlers in there. I think Jack Klein is a qualifier, and several of those guys. BGM's great program in wrestling as well. Fun place to go. Oh, great stop here by the Panthers as Klein tries to go off the left side and stopped by big old Jaden Nicholson. Brody Long in there, Jared Bond, a whole host of them. That pretty much that whole defensive line crashed, and nothing doing for Klein as they bring him down. It's going to be second and nine, ball on the 49-yard line.
BGM has a swimming pool at their school.
You know they do, and I'm a little bit jealous. I'm not going to lie. You know, they've never let me just go and swim in my clothes there when I visited. They've always been great hosts, but we weren't quite going that far. Oh, Paul chases down, Klein breaks a tackle, and now it gets more. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. You know, Petey came in. He had him 5 yards behind. He just out of the reach, out of his jersey reach, two or three other guys come in, and they couldn't get a hand on him. Klein, with just a burst of energy, goes 10 yards downfield, moves the chain, and it takes three guys to bring him down. So Jack's saying, you know what, I'm going to start making something happen here. And, you know, he's got the leg strength and the power to be able to do it. So they're going to have to start, you know, really gang tackling here and making sure that they get this stopped. First and 10, BGM, ball on the 38-yard line. Kriegel comes up under center. And off the Klein again. Brought down.
Oh, Brian Davis here in the ball. Oh, Jack. Welcome to Beacon. Oh, my goodness.
You know, Rickard had him kind of stopped up, and Klein escaped, and Bond says, you're not getting away from me two times in a row. Comes in, and just a great tackle. That's what we talked about, tackling low. I think Bond got the memo. during that timeout, somebody told him, let's get low and get the shoulder down. Nothing doing there as it brings up second and 10 now on the 38-yard line. Wow, what an exciting game again. Oh, man, and they wonder why I'm on blood pressure medication to get an outfit for Beacon. Trigo, great pass on the right side. He's being chased by Club.
Sherwood.
The receiver catches it, goes down. I believe that's number two. Sherwood, you're right. The junior, a great catch, but his feet just go right out from underneath of him. That's going to bring up third down and three for the Panthers. So
Sherwood ended up falling there. He might have had a chance at the end zone.
He would have had the first down at least. I think Milliken was there. Milliken's got some speed. He would have probably, you're right, probably brought him down before the end zone, but you're right. He's there. It was wide open. They all, I think, kind of went for that screen little thing that Pekin did earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Kriegel under center. He's going to pass. Oh, wide left. Oh, Whitrock. Oh, my goodness. The ball uncatchable, and Whitrock tackles the receiver, number 25, Ryan, the senior. Whitrock a little excited, a little jacked up here. That would have forced a fourth down. Instead, that's going to undoubtedly bring up, pass interference.
Another flag. Whitrock had Ryan all pair hugs, with no pun intended. But,
there was a question about it, and Whitrock is just excited playing the game, physical. He's a physical kid. Let's hope they can get his mind back in this, because they're going to go right to a first down, and that's going to march him forward. So, flag comes out. They haven't marched it yet. They're still discussing. I don't know maybe where the penalty is going to be. I'm not sure what the question is here, but the ball thrown way over Ryan's head, and Whitrock coming in, and great tackle. I mean, honestly, as far as form, tremendous, but nothing doing there, so that's all right. They'll bounce back here. 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. First and 10. We're just close enough to the BGM guys that I'm trying to reach over and turn off their mics, but it's not working. A little critical situation for them. They're focused. They're not even looking over here. 16 yards to go to the end zone. Panthers got to get a stop here. Klein goes up the right side. Milliken, a great tackle, but not before he gets 6 or 7. So BGM starting to find a little bit of rhythm after that penalty. They got stopped up third, and then that penalty brought him up to the first.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to bring him now second and three, ball on the 8-yard line with 6 minutes, 45 seconds left to go. Panther defense kind of sucking a little bit of wind here. I don't think because they're out of shape, but just because they've been going so hard, you know, and that adrenaline, you know, it's taxing. So a lot of rotations at the line. They've had several guys subbing in on the defensive line. Klein goes right again. It's been all Klein so far. And why wouldn't you? I mean, you know, you're right. He's got these national attention. He's a phenomenal athlete. He can do it all night long. I mean, he's got the stamina. Like I said, he's a fantastic wrestler, and I'm sure just an all-around athlete. They are going to measure this as he comes up just near the second down. I believe they're calling for a measurement. Here comes, I call him the Hollingsworth chain crew, JD and his dad Dave. I believe Greg Milliken's on that crew as well. Several you know, Deacon community guys throughout the years have done this job. They've even done a state tournament.
Oh, yeah,
they got a couple years ago.
Really?
Went up and ran the state tournament, and so an excellent crew out here.
Cool.
But that is going to give BGM the first down, first and goal on the 5-yard line. 6 minutes, 20 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Currently 7-7. Let's see if the Panthers can keep it that way.
Let's put the fake route to Sherwood on the left side here.
I think you might be right. No, it's going to be Kriegel. It's going to try and just stuff it up the middle himself, and nothing doing there. You know, and Kriegel, a powerful running back himself, even at quarterback, but Panthers sniff it out, and BGM's got a player down. He comes up pretty quickly. I think he was just maybe stuck down there. He's a big guy, too. You know, I'd say he would be a guy I would run behind. pushing over 320, 325, and so far able to move. BGM, several big guys. He's actually the center. Number 65, I believe.
Central
Melgren. So, you know, sophomore junior. We'll see him, no doubt, again. As they go left with Klein, just short of the end zone. Panthers bringing up a critical, critical third down here. So Panthers, third and goal. Ball literally on the 6-yard line. I mean, the nose of the 6-inch line. That's what I meant, 6-inch line. I mean, the nose of the football is almost in the end zone. They bring in an extra defensive lineman. They bring Cole Rickert out. They bring in J.D. Collinsworth. And they're going to just try and... Kriegel tries to go again, and he does. Another push, same way they scored last time. So the Panthers, you know, and they just go behind those big old offensive linemen and just, like a mass, just roll forward. So the Panthers, they tried everything they could, but they're making it really tough to get through. These guys, I mean, you know, you're almost looking at a college size width, you know, on some of these guys in the front. I would not be surprised if
you are getting looks, and if you are getting looks.
I think you're right. I think, you know, we talk about Klein, we talk about Kriegel, we talk about, you know, all these different receivers, but the O-line, solid group. I mean, they're really making a good push. You know, they easily had 3 or 4 more yards to go on that one. Kick is up, and it is good. That's going to make it 14-7, BGM. Deacon doesn't need to get discouraged. A lot of time here, 4 minutes and 55 seconds. It didn't take much time, what, 4 minutes on their last drive, something like that. I would guess like probably 6-7 plays when they scored. So when the offense is clicking...
5.5 minutes.
There you go, 5.5 minutes. So when the offense is clicking, they can do this. They can be explosive. They're just going to have to try and get things rolling. So Deacon offense, a little less than 5 minutes ago. Here, it's 7-14, BGM. Panthers are going to come out, try and get a good return so far. Whitrock's had 2 for about 12 to 15 each. He has been known to break them. He's got a lot of speed, and no doubt he's going to be a little bit amped up here, trying to come back from, you know, getting scored on here and try and get his team rallied. So Copeland is back there as well.
Unofficial drive, so that's 5.5 minutes, 14 plays, 68 yards.
There you go. 14 plays, 68 yards, that's, you know, that's not anything that you can't overcome, but impressive nonetheless.
Yes, absolutely.
Set the kickoff here. Number 32, Griff, doing the kickoff.
That went off of Whitrock, and it just sailed into the end zone.
Yep.
Whitrock's shoulder pad there.
Yep. And that's going to make it a touchback. Anytime it goes in the end zone in high school football, it is a touchback. And that's going to bring us up to the 20-yard line, but he did make it interesting, didn't he? I think he gave everybody a small, hard sack, just touching it, but it rolls off, touchback, Deacon, ball on the 20, first and 10.
An official timeout here. walking over.
Not sure who he's.
Sideline.
Copeland is still on the sideline here, even though the offense is on the field.
The official's talking with Coach Donovan and the rest of the coaching staff. I'm not sure what this would be about.
No, I don't know if, Well, we still don't know. We may never know. There's some type of discussion.
First Donovan is wants an explanation, so ahead of
right,
the
right.
The
I would too hate to be talking to him before, you know. But yeah, the Coach Donovan is playing down at the end zone, so
Burns
I'm not sure.
Happy about something.
And I'm not sure if it's the touchback because he touched it, Zach. Maybe they're thinking that that made it a live football, and it's not a touchback. I would guess because they keep pointing to that end zone, and I'm guessing it's because Whitrock touched it on the reception is why. But either way, Copeland is still on the sideline here, and he's not injured or anything. I think we've just got a different set here as the Pekin offense itching to get going here. That cold's starting to set in on the field, and they don't want to waste any time. So two receivers split left for also if you shotgun. Gives it to Claude going up the left side. He plays some room. Gets about 8 or 9. Great run by Pete Claude. That was Keaton Wynn. They've got in on that left side. And, you know, Wynn, he's had some receptions this year, so I've got to think they're going to try and throw it to him. They're putting him out there. Milliken's been known to swap out there, too. Whitrock, of course, is out there. But back behind with also is the junior, Tanner Adam. We saw him earlier bat down a big play. And PD Club behind him in the sickle formation. Bernie Long comes in. A tight end. Also takes the pitch, keeps it himself. Not much there. Second in what would have been one, now brought down to now third and about three. So Alsop loses two on the option. Fakes the pitch out and keeps it himself. BGM not fooled at all as they just bring him right down. Bring up third and three. Ball on the 27-yard line. Time's starting to become a factor now. Under 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. First half kind of winding down. Both sidelines kind of a little bit anticipatory here. Not a lot of emotion yet. I think both just waiting to see what's going to happen. Also, shotgun. Gives it to Club. Club finds some room. He breaks two, three tackles. Ball is down. I'll say that, Zach. We don't know that. I think you're right, though. Oh, my goodness. Club, an amazing run. And it is BGM football. And now that crowd comes out. Alive on the BGM sideline. Club, amazing run.
That was a great run.
Five, six tackles. Gets the first down, and that ball just pops out, and BGM jumps on. I didn't even see who jumped on it. But BGM now, first and 10, ball on the 34-yard line. 3 minutes, 29 seconds left to go. That Pekin defense is going to have to really get that ball back now.
So the pressure's on the Pekin defense to make it.
Absolutely. Number one team in the state. It's 7-14. You're still in this, you know, to win it. But they are going to have to kick off in the second half, so they're going to have to try and put some points off before this goes down. Pass by Kriegel way off in front of the receiver. It looked like it actually came up closer than it looked originally.
Ryan
not quite able to get the step in there. But that fade looked like it was going to go way out. Ryan kind of picked up speed there, but still not enough to get under, bringing up second and 10. The good thing for the Panthers is this stops the clock with an incomplete pass, so that gives them 3 minutes and 23 seconds, so that if they do get a stop here, they've got plenty of time to get the football moving the other direction. Now, the Bears are in scoring position. They're on the 34-yard line. They're on the Panthers' side of the field. The Panthers trying to defend the end zone. Kriegel, hands off. Brought down in the backfield. Well, tips him off. Tanner Adam finishes him off. But a tremendous play. There is a Bear down. Number 54, he's coming back up right away, though. Hawkins went down, one of the old linemen.
Yep, Adam Hawkins.
But he pounces right up. It looked like maybe he was grabbing that leg a little bit, but I think maybe he just kind of slipped up on the dirt. But Tanner Adam, a great tackle. As he brings him down behind the line of scrimmage, making it now 3rd and 14. Coach Donovan still has all three timeouts. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Ball on the 38-yard line. Kriegel and shotgun, looks left. he has a man. Number three catches it right over the middle, moves the chains. Panthers, third and 14, not able to get the stop as the passing game, once again, hits the best of them. Moving the chains, first and 10, ball on the 19-yard line, 2 minutes, 25 seconds left to go. A little bit of clock management here for the Bears. They got called for a delay of game earlier, but now I'm guessing going to try and milk this clock a little bit, as the clock is still running. As I said, Coach Donovan, he has three timeouts. Coach Burns has two. He took one earlier in the first quarter. Kriegel comes out, shotgun. He got four receivers now, looking to pass, and he's been successful so far. Oh, almost picked up. It was right through the hands of Cole Rickard. An amazing play by Cole Rickard. If Christmas were ever in a time, this would have been the time for Rickard. It went right there, just went right through his hands. Rickard, perfect stop there, perfect play.
Yeah, it was a good stop. Rickard needed to catch that one, though. I think go right through his hands. It would have been nice for a catch there, but it does set up for a second and 10-year worth. 2:01, the clock does stop as BGM is moving from right to left on your radio dial.
Here we go, second and 10, and ball in the 19. Clock is stopped, as you mentioned, 2 minutes to go. Kriegel looking left. Oh, also almost grabs one now. Oh, that ball was a rocket.
I think it was tight. I don't think it was a
matter. Right, yeah. He's a heads-up player, though, back there at safety. He'll be in the quarterback. He knows what it's like. He knows where they're going. That pass actually was the Klein who came out of the backfield, just streaking through there right up the middle, and if caught, would have been close to the end zone. However, it's going to bring up a big third down. Panthers not very successful this game, stopping the third down, third and 10, ball to 19. Kriegel rolls out. Oh, throws it away. And that brings up a fourth down and 10 for the Panthers.
He's going to go for it here. I would assume. Now, it is four down territory, but I would think they're going to go for it.
Absolutely, yeah, no question in my mind. There's, you don't kick a field goal when you're the number one team in the state. You try and go for it, and you try and hope you're going to get just enough. And
70 points a game for...
I would think it's going to be through the air, but we'll see what Coach Burns knows. You know, it does look good. I believe the field goal unit is here. They've got some confidence here in number 32, Kyle Gritch. And, you know, he's a senior.
Who's going to call the timeout? BGM.
He has a timeout. Yep, they've got a lot to think about. As the Panthers now, 7-14 in favor of BGM. Ball is on the 19. BGM trying to score before the halftime runs out again. But the Panthers have got them 4th and 10. Got them on the ropes here. They came out, showed field goal. Gritch, you know, was starting to walk off, get in position. Coach Burns called the timeout. And Coach Donovan still all three timeouts. That leaves BGM with one. So if the Panthers can get the ball back here, they've got some chance to really move the chains. I think they're going to have to start lighting up a little bit of that passing game. You know what? The referee is re-signaling. He did signal BGM, but now if he can, I'm sure, trying to ice the kicker, call the timeout to readjust. And, you know, they're going to be watching fake here, too.
Yeah.
It's a big game. You know, anything's possible in a situation like this. Less than 2 minutes to go, year and a half.
This should be about a 37-yard field goal. Ball is on the right hash here. Breach attempting the 37-yarder.
Here we go. Big field goal here. This is a game that's separated by one or two points. And actually appears to be good. They had a lot of reason to be confident. Kicks from the 19-yard line. That's a fantastic kick. And that's going to bring up the Pekin kickoff return team with a minute 49 to go. It is now 7-17 BGM.
Good job out of the Pekin defense, as I alluded to before that drive started. A big challenge for the Pekin defense. They only forced BGM to score three, but that was off of a turnover, however. And Pekin needs to knock those off, for lack of a better term.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, those passes that are close to being interceptions need to be interceptions, and those sacks that are almost sacks need to be sacks. But so far, Pekin keeping it within 10 points here in BGM, here against BGM. Now, I'll remind you, they do have to kick off again when they come out from halftime, so This is another critical possession for the Panthers as there's a minute 49 to go. Coach Donovan now down to two timeouts and going to need a good return by Whitrock or Copeland back there to make this one really start to sizzle right before going into halftime. Kick is up. Good kick. Whitrock fields it cleanly. Down about the five. He comes up the left side. Gets a little bit of a seam. Taken down the 22-yard line. That's going to bring up Colby Alsup and his big, powerful offensive lineman. So far, you know, except for the club turnover, the Panthers have held onto the football. That one did end up becoming, you know, a big possession because it did spread this from now one score to two. But Panthers so far playing pretty clean football and, you know, keeping things together mentally. So Alsup, shotgun, he's got four receivers, two split on each side. Copeland goes in motion. They fake it to Copeland. Alsup keeps himself up the left side, but nothing doing there as they stop him. Just about a one-yard gain, bringing up second nine, time ticking away here with a minute 32 left to go in the first half.
And with this strategy, what's the timeout called? Nope. I think Donovan's just going to hold on to the ball here and let the quarter go.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what Coach Donovan does. He's got, you know, some split receivers, so we may look to see also pass. He's connected so far with Whitrock. Hasn't been able to get another receiver yet, but not very many passes called. So, also got to keep it up the left side. Gets about two. Bringing up third and eight. No timeouts, so I got to think you're right. I got to think they've got to be trying to keep things kind of going. The Panthers slowing down here.
Well, one of these friends, BGM, calls for one more timeout here at the end of this play.
You know, they have one. There's 48 seconds left to go. The Panthers will need to move the ball to ensure that they can get out of halftime without giving BGM the ball. Also, shotgun. He's got Copeland behind him. Club to his left. Also keeps it. Gets about another 3 yards. So far, three runs by Alsup, and you're right, a timeout is on the field.
And it will go
to... And it is to BGM, so that's their final timeout. That's going to bring up 4th and 7, 27 seconds left to go in this first half. Ball on the 23-yard line, 4th and 4. Ball on the 23-yard line. So the Panthers here will probably discuss Max protect punt, I would guess. And BGM, they put the football back. They've kind of been talking them out early on, and they're still a little hungry to keep moving this football. So Pekin defense is going to have to keep warm up and keep loose. The one thing you've got to do, keep them out of the end zone before halftime.
Absolutely. That's the one goal of this one.
Number one goal with 27 seconds left to go on the board. Keep them out of the end zone. But so far, what do you think, Zach? I mean, I know you're a Montezuma guy, born, bred, all that stuff, but what do you think of these Pekin Panthers?
They came out of the frame this first.
You became a fan of Montezuma, I know, even though your Braves lost, but it was a good game. And you're kind of starting to see a little something.
Yeah.
There's a lot of your weapons here. You know, you got Copeland, who's just a sophomore, you know, starting to move the football. You got several solid seniors. A lot of exciting stuff here.
I wanted to see how BGM came out and taking some. Quieted him down.
You know, for a team that, you know, I haven't looked at the stats, but for a team that puts up consistently 70 points on the board, they have really kept them. I mean, to keep them with just 17 in the first half with an offense like this, really hats off to this defense and Coach Donovan's squad.
And with 60 seconds left to go, ball at midfield, we'll see what BGM does here.
So, club about a 30-yard punt, gets it right out to the middle of the field. As Zach mentioned, 16 seconds left to go, 50 yards to go to score. As we talked about earlier, you don't take a timeout if you don't think you're going to score or move the football. Now Pekin takes the timeout. So they're going to talk to the defense. And once again, your advice here is keep the ball out of the end zone.
Yes, absolutely.
Guys, secondary, back up. You know, nobody gets behind you. Front guys, rush the quarterback because they can pass. I mean, Kriegel has been pretty effective so far. Finding a couple guys. Now Pekin very close to an interception there. It'd be fantastic to pull one and can get a pick six here. But your big goal, just stay positive, stay loose, and keep them out of the end zone.
Yeah, you can't allow them to score and put up more points going into the locker room. That's just, would that be a good thing for Coach Donovan to address as a find warmer shelter here in a couple of seconds or so.
Yeah, but there you go. It's always beautiful here at Pekin, Zach. You know that. It's hot country out here. We like our space, our wide open spaces.
Yes, you know. That's good. I'm a country boy, so I'm not complaining.
There you go. You can hear our corn dryers that I promised you. Here we go. Kriegel is in shotgun. He's got four receivers. He goes kind of awesome style and goes right up the middle. We saw three plays from awesome just like that. Spread out your receivers, go up the middle.
Another timeout here.
It's about three. It takes a timeout. Interesting play call
to take
a timeout and then go right up the middle, but that's going to burn all the BGMs. They're out.
Yep.
Panthers, I believe, still have two left. Right. They want this to go down to zero at the halftime. And I'll tell you,
it's pretty cool.
You know, we've talked about this before. I told you this in the Montezuma game, and I don't think you believe me because I told you over and over, Pekin has really been a third-quarter team this year. And we saw that against Monty.
They were
fourth quarter against Monty. But you know, these coaches make a lot of great adjustments. We talked about how they really talked and made, you know, some discussions about you know, some changes. So I'm really excited for the third quarter. You know, and Pekin's defense with the way that they're playing, not a bad thing to have happen come out in third quarter. You'd love to have the football to start out with, but with that much time left in the defense that's explosive, that's exciting. So coming out of the timeout, it's going to be second and six. Yardage not really a factor, other than there's 46 to go to the end zone. The clock, the big story, with 10 seconds left to go, Kriegel, the pass, does find a receiver. Ball pops out, and it's incomplete, I believe. And Wynn picks it up. Timeout, I'll assume, Pekin. Oh, my.
I'm going to catch your fumble.
I'm not sure. A pass, so gets out to the kicker, Greach, number 32, who made that amazing field goal. He gets out there, they hit him, he just has it for just that short amount of time, and the ball pops, it just goes kind of through his hands, and Keaton Wynn scoops it off and takes it about 15 yards. So Panthers now, first and 10, ball on the 43-yard line. And Horace Reedy back here still discussing and looking around for someone. I don't know if they're center left or if someone's gone. Panthers looking for somebody. It's Chase Copeland.
They have to call a timeout.
Speaking, somebody not ready. I think it was Chase Copeland was over. He thought it was, you know, time to go in. There's 2 seconds left to play. Coach Hutz has got their team here, so we'll see. They did run out the last one. I see Coach Donovan's son, Bailey, is here. He's playing at Simpson right now. He's a good, great football player. Your alma mater, right?
Yeah.
You're a big Storm guy, right? So, Bailey, it's good to see him down there, no doubt supporting his dad in this game, this crucial game. Great kid. He graduated 2 years ago from Pekin, and just a fun kid to be around. So now, the deal is, there's 2 seconds left to go. The score is 7 Pekin, 17 DGM. Pekin has the ball. They're on the 43-yard line, and they've got to go 67 yards to put it in the end zone, or hang on to the football and just kind of run out of the clock. So we'll see what Coach Huss, the offensive coordinator, and Coach Donovan have got decided. They've got everybody out on the field now. They've got all the right personnel. They do have 3 receivers split left. Also, is in shotgun. He is going to try and pass. He's flushed out.
It was big old defensive lineman.
Number 63 comes in there, Slaymaker. And, what a fitting name, Slaymaker, because he brought down also. But, he hung on the football, you're right. Panthers, lots to be excited about here. They got the ball back. That's what they needed to do. They stopped them from scoring again.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I'm extremely pleased. I mean, I'm really excited. Sure, I would like to see, I would like to see the score be higher for the Panthers. I would like to have the ball back on that fumble, but overall, the Panthers have hung in here from some mistakes and, kept their heads up and kept it really close from an undefeated team, number one in the state of Iowa in Class A.
Absolutely, and like you said, this is one of the main games of the night here around the state. This is one of only 3 district title games tonight that involved both teams being ranked. The other two New Hampshire facing walk-on tonight up in Northern Iowa. And then the third one I don't remember off the top of my head. Might be Sheridan Wayne off the top of my head, but that might, that, don't quote me on that one, though. But this one's a pretty big one. And the outcome so far tonight, 17-7, half. Pretty good so far for people.
If I remember right, Sheridan is playing Fairfield.
Oh, Sheridan's
number
playing
three
Fairfield.
In there, okay. I believe. But I'd have to look it up.
Said, don't quote me on that.
I think, only because I know some people were close to Fairfield in this neck of the woods. I'll tell you what, Zach, there's a lot to talk about. I need to take a break because I'm just like, I'm amped up. I mean, this is exciting. Panthers are playing well. It's 7-17. There's 19 minutes to go here in halftime. I think we let our listeners take a break, go to the bathroom, get some popcorn. We're going to leave this on. We're going to stay connected. You're going to listen to the Color Guard and the band's last performance of 2013 here under the direction of Brendan Hagenin, our fantastic music teacher. We're going to let them play. Coach is still talking. They're just now exiting the field. They've worked out a strategy, and we're going to come back for an exciting second half.
We'll be right back.
Let's do it. Well, that song is the Pekin Panthers coming back from halftime. Minute 25 left to go here in the halftime break. Panthers on the field. The Bears have been on the field a few minutes now. Everybody warming up. They'll enter into a mandatory warm-up before they go. And on this cold, chilly night, they're going to need to get everything stretched out and limbered up. You want every single player healthy and ready to rock and roll when you come back out from halftime.
Especially on a cold night like this.
A few updates. Kind of been talking up here in the booth. I think Zach's going to get us a couple more, but I know the big one right now that I saw that kind of surprised me, Zach, is Iowa City Regina, another number one team in the state, taking on Sigourney, and they're only up 10-0 at halftime.
They got a big winning streak, too. I don't remember.
I think they got a 50-game winning streak, if I'm correct. And I haven't looked it up recently, but I think Iowa City Regina, 50 games in a row. Our friends and neighbors, rivals, just right over here to the north, showing up to play football as well. So, kudos to them. Hats off. I'd love to see Sigourney personally beat Iowa City Regina. How big would that be? Unfortunately for Sigourney, a lot of things would have to fall into place for them to make the playoffs in that division. But because they've got several others in the top spot there, but
that'd be a good way to end the season.
I'll tell you, no better for Coach Jensen to do that than knock off the number one team in this state. And as you said, probably one of the longer win streaks even in the nation right now in high school football. So definitely good luck to those Savage Cobras. Let's talk about tonight's game, Zach. What do you think?
He can come out and play not a perfect first half, but a very, very good first half to try and tame the beast that is BGN here. No, to only hold them to 17 points at the half. I think that's the first time all you of BGN's been under, like, 30 at the half.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure this is probably one of the first times they haven't been in a running clock. You know,
yeah.
I didn't see them on a Zuma game.
It was
last week.
I think it was,
them,
like, 17-0 at the half.
Okay.
Last week, something like that.
Oh, pretty big spread there.
It's
a
simple
thing,
yeah. But this is the first game BGM has actually played in, for lack of a better phrase there. This is their first competitive game of the season, the last game of the regular season.
Right, and so you got to be thinking that the district officials, when they set this one up, looked ahead and said, wow, that's going to be a good one. And it has not disappointed yet tonight. Pekin 7, that 7 points coming off of that drive that caught that flawless drive. A lot of mix up in the game. Pekin's got to find that rhythm once again and again to be able to bring this one and get it to where they've got the points on their side of the board. So I'm sure at halftime a lot of discussions, a lot of adjustments. The big adjustment's going to have to be to the secondary. Right now, kind of the Achilles heel for the Panthers, keeping it close, but almost all their yards have come through the air. There has not been a real big run broken by BGM to this point. Klein kept a little bit quiet tonight. Kickoff by Club comes down to about, Panthers almost had it. It was a live football.
A live ball, yeah.
It was a live football. BGM jumps on it. Everybody kind of backed away, almost like a punt. But then I think BGM said, oh, no, we got to jump on it. And so at the 25-yard line, BGM gets it, but the Panthers sure made it look kind of interesting, kicking it off and almost getting the ball back there.
That would have been big.
that would have been huge coming out. I think, you know, we'll see if maybe BGM a little sleepy here at halftime. Both teams staying outside in the cold, nobody going inside, so they're going to have to both get warmed up. They're taking over on offense at the 26-yard line. BGM pitches out to Klein, taken down hard by, looks like, Trenton Conger over there. Trenton Conger coming alive and making a statement here as Klein tries to go on the right side, and he brings him down for at least a yard loss, bringing up second and 11. So Kriegel going to have to try and, you know, get something, get a little ball moving here as Klein brought down again. Once again, like I said, Jack, you know, a couple big runs, but kind of quiet for a guy who's got the attention that he has around the league. So excellent for the Panthers.
Second and 11 here. My formation. Kriegel looking to throw, scrambling to his right.
Kriegel flexed out by Long. He's going to have to throw it away. He was outside of the tackles there. No flag.
Coach throws
it right to Coach. Hey, Coach, you put me in this spot. I'm going to give it to you. But bring up third and 11. So now the Panthers, wait, there is a flag down.
Oh.
I believe so. Maybe it is.
I thought he was out.
I thought he was outside of the tackles as well. They're discussing it here on the sideline with Coach Burns, who, as you said, he caught it right at him, but it was a pullet right to him. The flag is on that sideline. We'll see if they wave it off.
Will.
Discussion here.
No, they aren't going to call it.
Oh, it is. Intentional grounding on Bears. Coach Donovan's got to decide, do I walk him back or no? Is it even an option?
More taps here.
Is it even an option? There you go. Second down now, again for the Bears.
Sure,
they're
going
to have to try all again. I think they get that down back, I believe.
No, it's a loss of down.
Oh, is it? Is it? Okay. Well, the chains man down there has got second down now.
Squibler has third.
We'll see who's right.
It is
third down. You're right. Way to do your homework. Third and 25 now. On the 25. Excuse me, third and 19. Boy, I'm just having trouble with my numbers tonight. Third and...
When the numbers aren't all painted on the field...
You're right, it is. You know, they do have these little orange cones, basically, to mark the yardage line. So it is tough, but pass by...
Over the top, Ryan.
Just overthrows. We saw this connection earlier. Ryan and Kriegel have just not been... They've been a step off from each other. But Kriegel, a great pass to launch it up, but... couldn't quite connect with Ryan as the Panthers now in the first half coming out perfect on defense, forcing fourth and 19. Now, the BGM Bears have got to be really solid here. Klein back to punt. They've got to really, you know, max protect because, you know, the Panthers, if you've noticed, they've come close to getting in there and blocking the football. And I see Terry Bond is in position to come in and just come in hard. So we'll see. Oh, there's a little bit of shifting here on the line. It is a punt. It's a beautiful punt. Off to Whitrock. Fields it cleanly. Goes left. Got a little bit of room. Big block by also the quarterback. And a great return for Whitrock. There is a flag, however, in the backfield. So let's hope that's not on the Panthers. I don't think the fans see it because they're still excited. But there is a flag. Otherwise, it's going to be down. Should be about the 45 for the Panthers on their side.
Judging by the flag, should be blocking the back.
That's what it is. Yep, blocking the back by the Panthers. Didn't really see a number on that. Doesn't really matter. It's coming back for the Panthers either way. Not the worst thing because they just have to work a little bit further now. But
Does
kind of negate a little bit of run by Whitrock, who had a great catch, spinning football coming right at him. They do kind of a run punt, and Klein got it out there with those powerful legs. Whitrock fields it cleanly, and unfortunately not as clean on the blocking as referee's still marching here. As he brings them all the way back to the 40-yard line on the opposite side of the field. So the Panthers got 60 yards to go to put one in. 11 minutes to go here in the third quarter. First and 10. Also shotgun. He's got Klub behind him. Copeland in motion. Gives it to Klub. Klub almost brought down. Squirts forward to get back to the line of scrimmage. But BGM read that play very well. Fakes across to Copeland. Up here in the booth, just joined by two legends, Tyson Lamb and Teeter Klub, Petey's brother, and Logan is down there as well, Tyson's brother. Welcome, gentlemen. You can talk. They won't be able to hear you, but you can talk. He says, oh, thanks, but they're up here to learn a little bit about the game of football. They're right behind another legend from Pekin, Scott Jackson, who's announcing for another station.
Oh, Panthers trying to pass it. Whitrock knocked down at the line of scrimmage. No flag.
And the Panther fans wanted to flag Ryan, playing aggressive coverage there, knocks Whitrock down.
He just got tangled.
And, it just kind of comes down, but they wanted to flag because that's going to bring up, and I can see why they wanted it. It's going to bring up 3rd and 10 on the 40-yard line for the Panthers. So Panthers unable to successfully move. They gave it to the club up the left side. Nothing there. Is also passed to Whitrock because Whitrock went down incomplete. Also showing shotgun. He's got two receivers on each side. Club behind him. Club comes up the block. Also throws it out.
Wait now. Has that one block? Oh, the ball comes out.
Oh, man, a great chase there. Ryan again on the coverage. Whitrock had it pulled in. Ryan knocks it out to make it incomplete. Almost had a fumble situation from BGM earlier that we saw that Keaton Lynn picked up. However, that's going to bring incomplete, bring out the punt team. Club moves back in that position. So now 4th and 10. Ball on the 40-yard line. 10 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in this third quarter, which has been an exciting one. The defense so far, kind of the story. Offense unable to do anything there. Tyler Copeland, a little late to trot out on the field. Panthers waiting for him. Freshman mistake. That's all right. He's got 3 years to figure that one out. So that's good. Good game, Tyler. Let's go, buddy. He did. He had some great runs. I saw some of his stats. He did a great job, and he's scored several this year. So for a freshman, he's got it on defense and offense. He's going to be excited to watch him and his brother kind of develop as they go. So here comes the Panther defense again. Checking in. Good punt by Club. Rolls out of bounds by about the 35-yard line. That's going to give BGM the ball. BGM still up by 10, 17-7. 1st and 10 Bears. Kriegel's coming out. Looks like he's going to be under center. He's walking right up to that line of scrimmage, right behind that big old center. Several big old linemen down there for BGM. Kriegel rolls out the pass. Oh, great pass. But also tackles him. We'll see if it's in. They give him the catch. Not sure about that one. It was on the opposite side of the field. Hard to see from here.
On the catch, I believe.
But, you know, steady hands, but sure, to make the catch, kind of leans out of bounds as also, you know, comes over right away to make the play, but unable to get there before to knock it down, has to settle for knocking out of bounds. 1st down, 10, BGM, ball on the 48-yard line. So BGM trying to work across that center field near the 50. Panther defense staying strong in here. Here's a Klein. Klein up the right side, finds a little bit of room, 7-8 yards for Klein. Finally brought down over there by Colton Landman. Haven't heard him a lot tonight, but he plays that outside linebacker position. Able to drag him down, forcing about 2nd and 3. Ball now has crossed the 50-yard line, down into about the 44, 45. They've been running away from Bond. They've been running that opposite side, and for good reason. They've gone really right-handed on this game. And that's forced, that's been able to give Club the chance to go right again. Klein, this time brought down by big old J.D. Hollingsworth, but it's going to be close to a 1st down. They may measure it here. He only needed about 3, and he gets about right at 3. Colton Landman in on that stop as well with J.D. Referees kind of looking it out here. I think they are going to try and bring in the chains. Now, I talked to the chain crew, Zach, at halftime,
and I told them
they've got to start stretching this a little bit more, and I don't think they were buying it. I think they're too honest, they're too good of guys, and I commend them for it, but I had to try, Zach. I mean,
hey,
you look like this, you've got to try whatever. You've got to try and do everything you can. So
BGM.
There you go. So 3rd and 1 brings up a BGM timeout. Last time they took a timeout, Zach, they threw a 50-yard pass. So
Let's
hope that this time it goes in Pekin's favor. It's got to be their turn, right? I mean,
Absolutely.
Hey, let's give a shout-out to a couple of these guys. They make it possible for us to be on the air here with KIC 96.7 and a Friday night's crew. It's been an amazing season. It's been fun. Zach's joined me the last, 2 games ago. I had a wedding rehearsal last week. He filled in for me. Did a great job. I got to do another wedding, Zach, tomorrow. Autumn Parcells getting married. That's Jared Bond's cousin.
Okay.
Jared is in that wedding. He didn't come last night to practice. I think he's got the usher thing figured out. I think he said, I want to take down these Bears first, then we'll get to the wedding. But I want to shout out to
you know, Myers Automotive, we haven't got a chance to see that. And their son, Malcolm Myers, qualifies for state cross country. The men and the women's team both state qualifiers this year. Now, the girls, no question there, district champions, conference champions.
Always having
phenomenal. Oh, yeah. I mean, for as long as I've been teaching, I think I'm the key to that program. Okay, probably not. Probably Mr. Idle, Mrs. Wright. But either way, as we come out here from the timeout, BGM does get the first down, and a couple more. Kriegel just led by these big old linemen, just pushes and gets about four, bringing up first and 10 on the 37-yard line.
Other sponsors tonight include Pioneer Hybrid, Sticky Oil, Midwest Assisted Living Community First Credit Union, and Windstream.
Shout out to all those guys for making this possible. We really appreciate it. A lot of great community support for this. And once again, you listening, that's just been awesome. Klein coming on the left side, finds some room. First big run for a while for Klein as he gets across the sticks there to move him. He gets about 14 on that run. There is a flag sack in the backfield, and I have a feeling this one's coming back.
Not going to count.
I have a feeling that the official cast, that official is pulling it back. He's saying there's a hold there.
Sweetie has to take the penalty there.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No question there. That's going to bring up the Bears, and that's tough for the Bears because Klein, a great run along that left side. Zach, we've seen this. It's just a simple toss, but his speed, his power, the combination to catch the edge really made it pretty amazing. And just a great run, unfortunately, not coming all the way through there. And, you know, that time they did go to Jared Bond's side, and maybe that was the difference maker. I didn't quite see who the hold was on, but Panthers now, first and 20 for the Bears. Passed by Kriegel, tries to find Ryan, overthrows him again, a little high. It would have been interesting to see if that one was dialed in because Whitlock and also were right there on coverage. And, you know, that secondary that we've talked about, it started to adjust a little bit. I noticed on the pass completion they had earlier, also a step for step right there. So, so far, it's really been the running game that's kept them alive in this drive. Panthers secondary has made a great shift here.
So with the second and long, second and 20 here, BGM kind of needs to think about putting it in the engine they did on that first down play there, but we'll see where they go here for their second and 20 on the 47-yard line.
Absolutely, Kriegel to pass again. For Ryan. Once again, Ryan, his favorite target out there, and just a step off again to connect with Colton there. You can tell those guys have connected before. There just seems to be something off there.
Just something out there.
But, you know, you're right. This is going to bring up probably another passing situation because we talked about Klein, you know, broke a 14, 15-yarder, but nothing big yet. So the Panthers so far are able to hold him in check. And Keene there, having to rely on that passing game, Kriegel can dial it in, just having a little trouble connecting. Third and 20, ball in the place.
Ball on the ground.
Got the jump on it. That's going to bring up a fourth down. So Kriegel jumps on it, and he's holding his hand back. Let's hope he's okay. He's holding his left hand, and I don't know if that was the cause of the fumble or when he jumped on it, he dinged it out, but he's definitely nursing that thing a little bit. Let's just hope with the stinger, because I'd like to see him stay in the game to make it close. Now, for those BGM fans, they definitely want to see him stay in the game. You know, your senior year in a game like this, you want to keep in there. So
now a stoppage in play here. I'm not feeling
it. Coach Donovan is throwing his headset off. I'm not sure what happened. He's upset at somebody. I can't tell if it's the officials or his own players.
I think it's his own players. I think. I don't think he has anything to be upset about with the officials there.
Yeah, he's under control now. He's not really, you know, we can't hear him from here. He's kind of, I think the problem, Zach, is they didn't have enough people in the field. Maybe too many, because I see now Coach Eckleberry down there helps with special teams, and he was counting helmets to see. So I'm guessing with this punt, they didn't have all the right guys out there. But, that's tough. You know, the one good thing is Jim did take a timeout earlier, so now they're an even 2-for-2. Both teams having, there is still a lot of game left, however. We're only in the third quarter, just under 8 minutes. But right now, the defense for both sides of the ball, the big story of the second half, neither team allowing really much of anything. What has been allowed has been brought back or has been pushed backwards again. So
Both teams struggling to kind of get things firing as this has become kind of a defensive ball game.
Yeah, and that's completely the opposite of what I thought this would be. I thought this would be a shootout.
Sure, well, these two high-powered offense, you would think, but they've really adjusted well. Klein to kick again.
Snap.
Good snap, yeah. Brings it under, great punt by Klein. He gets it out of bounds. It's going to roll out way over Whitrock's head. Goes out of that beautiful checkerboard end zone. Bringing up 1st and 10 on the 20-yard line. Pekin Panthers. So let's see what Kobe also has to do here. He's going to come out in command of this team. And you know, the neat thing about Alsop, he's such a quiet young man. I have him in class. He's a great kid. Fun to be around. But when he gets out there, the players say he gets so jacked up that he is. And I asked him, I said, you know, guys, who's the guy that gets you guys going? And they said, Kobe, of course. Like I was just asking a crazy question. But to me, this is his thing, man. He lives for situations like this. We saw it against Montezuma. You know, they responded. It took him a while to get it under control. But right now, he's got an opportunity to go 80 yards downfield and make something happen here. He's got 2 receivers split left, 1 receiver right. Looks like it's going to be a give to Copeland. Copeland not much there on the left side as he's taken down just shortly after 2 or 3 yards across the line of scrimmage there.
First carry of the second quarter there for Copeland.
Yeah, you know, that's right. They gave it to Clive, and then they tried 2 passes incomplete. So that is the first carry, and not much. Let's hope he gets his wheels moving because we both know he's got the ability to break it, and when he does, he's gone. 7 minutes, 20 seconds to go, 2nd and 9, ball on the 21-yard line. Alsop looks left, keeps it himself, brought down now at the line of scrimmage. A lot of pressure there from some of these big deep tackles. Number 3, Freeze, we've seen Freeze before, come in there as a tight end. Now as a D lineman, he kind of made things messy there for Alsop. A lot of good coverage. Great coverage because he looked left, then he looked right, just nothing there. Had to tuck it and go. So the offensive line did give him some time, but not enough to really get it out there. So we're on by 3rd and 9, 6 minutes, 40 seconds left to go. Ball on the 21-yard line. Pekin needs a score here.
Play action to Whitrock.
Oh, play action, then he passes it out. Beautiful pass. Whitrock unable to handle it.
Probably behind Whitrock.
Yeah,
here.
Great coverage there by BGM, but Whitrock, had he caught that right near the first down line, unfortunately, going to be 3 and out for the Panthers. That brings up the punt team.
Well, Pekin drives 3 and out. Not what you want to see here in the second half, but defense stepping up.
Defense this year has been amazing all year. You're right that they've really been one of the things that has been the catalyst for this team. Clubs punt, decent punt, Whitrock down the cover.
Whitrock beat it down
the ball again, yeah.
Ball again.
Excuse me. So now the Panther defense, not much rest for the weary as they go 3 and out, as you mentioned. Panther defense back out here. Let's see if they can get a takeaway. 1st and 10 BGM. Ball's going to be spotted at the 47-yard line. BGM's had great field position all game long. Very few times, just once have they been back down into their 20 or less. So, a lot of fields for them to work with here. They're right in the center. We'll see kind of what BGM decides. I've got to think they're going to try some tosses to Klein again. Those have been opening up, and their passing game has been just a step or two from great completions. There is a toss to Klein. He comes out. Being chased down here. There's another flag out. Tanner Adams chases him all the way to the sideline. Knocks him out with the help of Whitrock. There is a flag down. It is going to be another hold on BGM. You know, for the number one team in the state, and this is...
That's terrible.
You know, and this isn't, you know, to those BGM fans, please don't get offended. I think you have a fantastic team, but there have been a lot of penalties. You're right. On a team that, you know, really has been perfect all season long on paper. So, you're not sure if, you know, Pekin's just tough to handle, or there's something that is being caught down there, because that's going to bring up about 1st and 20, 18 or so for the Bears.
That's throughout the entire season. BGM could afford to make those types of mistakes, but not tonight. They're not facing Southeast Thorne tonight.
Nope. Kriegel, 4 receivers, rolls out in the shotgun. Incomplete pass.
And for Chris Berry, they're saying his name for the first time tonight.
Yeah, we haven't heard much from Berry tonight, and he's getting out there. 4 receiver set. I'm sure he trots out there and helps out on that. He is a senior, so I'm sure he's got a lot of experience, but overthrown again. Kriegel not able to dial it in the second half. and only one pass completion that I can remember, Zach, in the second half. Far cry from first half, which that's what put their points on the board, short passes here and there. So Panthers set up second, about 15 to go.
6:04 left in the third quarter.
Shotgun for Kriegel. He's going to pass again. A lot of pressure. Will Rock tips it.
So many hits
he has. Hossa tips it. Will Rock tries to grab it. Hossa, great anticipation as he tried to connect with Ryan again. This time, for the first time, he goes a little low. He's been hitting them high. And this time, also right there to swat it. Not quite able to bring it in. Whitrock dove for it, but he himself also not able to bring that one in.
Those boys might need to put on some gloves out there.
Yeah, you know,
a little bit of tip drill tonight.
Yeah, I think for all stuff, it's going to be tough to put our quarterback in gloves, but you're right. Yeah, that's true. He's been in the right place at the right time. Oh, fine. Cover on the side and off. And gets nailed by Club in the backfield, but he slips off the club and not much. It's going to be 3-and-out BGM. So,
yeah,
tit for tat here. The boxing, we talk about gloves. I think we've got boxing gloves on.
I think we need
these two teams trading blows. 3-and-out for both defenses. Exciting defensive game. I'm an offensive guy myself. Same points, but hats off to both defenses forcing tremendous, and you've got to be perfect for both teams. This is going to come down to one or two small mistakes. Klein again.
Whitrock has to go.
That one hit the track. Klein bounced off the track, that beautiful beacon track. The Davis Idol track, normally, Zach, you name something after someone who is retired and gone.
Mm-hmm.
Davis Idol, now in his, 51st year, Zach, of coaching, and just a legend. How can you not name a beautiful track like that after a guy who, state championship after state championship in cross country?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, guys, 21 years in a row, conference champions in track for Mr. Idol, something like that for boys. 19 tied for the national record.
He's darn good.
Sent Tyson Lamb and Tater Club to state several times in track.
Flag
down.
This might be a face mask.
This one, yeah, it's hard to tell because it came late in the play. It is. Right, you read very well. But once again, BGM, set by penalties. I told you it's going to come down to a few mistakes, and at this point, they're right.
Burns isn't happy about a call.
No, Freeze isn't either. Freeze has got his hands up going, what's going on? But you called it right. It was a face mask, and that's going to bring up first and five for the Panthers. Ball on the 33-yard line. Panthers in shotgun. Two receivers right, one receiver left. Club behind, now they shift formation. Long, switches sides, and the tight end. Copeland comes across, they give it to Copeland. He's got nothing there. Great read by four or five BGM Bears as they just wrap Chase up right there. They've seen that one on film because they were not fooled one bit. Two, three, four guys take Copeland down right at the line of scrimmage and actually lose some there. Bring it up now, second and about eight for the Panthers. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. A lot of time left. Still 7-17. Score unchanged here in the third quarter. Panthers trying to change that. Also shotgun. Copeland motion again. Takes to Copeland.
Shot to Brody Long. Brody single tight one-handed catch for the first down.
An amazing play for Brody Long. You know, we have not seen him go to Brody yet, really, at all this year. And he's an amazing tight end. And a beautiful, beautiful catch by the senior. One-hand grab, reaches out, and then gets two or three more to move the chains for the first down. A great play.
The first down half.
That first down of the half, Brody Long, great catch from also wasting no time to celebrate.
All those under center guys with himself. He's still going. He's still going. He's still going. Only 40 yards for also. He looked like he went down in the backfield. All the BGM Bears stopped. Apologize for getting loud here. You probably can't hear what I'm saying.
I'll settle down. Also just ran 30 yards after almost being sacked. Broken play. He comes up the middle. And first down, second first down of the half, and they both come right in a row for the Pekin Panthers. starting to become that third quarter team we've been waiting for.
17-yard gain on the play, also hands it off to Copeland.
Copeland has some room on the left side, gets about five. So Copeland now putting a little bit of numbers up to 4 or 5 on that one. Second about 6 for the Panthers.
That's 17-yard run, I believe, is the longest play of the night for Pekin.
You know, I'm sure you're right. They've been just about
Whitrock.
Freeze plays for BGM. We don't want to get
Past. Yeah, Whitrock.
All right, Zach. That's all right. Freeze, I think, did have one for BGM, and he's playing defense right now. Also, hands off to Copeland. Not much there. On second down and 6, ball on the 32-yard line. So, Panthers, good thing they're settled down, because I'm still excited. They do get a couple. Third and about 4.
You run those legs. That's those legs shot.
Yep. So a lot of options here. Club has not carried the ball much yet. He did early in the first half. They've gone a little bit to the passing game in the second half. Of course, they've been 3 and out several times. So Coach Hutz, a lot of calls he can make here on 3rd and 4, ball on the 30-yard line, 2 minutes, 43 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Panthers need to put one on the board to get this game back in here. Play action. Also takes it himself, unable to keep
it.
And he's down. Sacked for about a 2-yard loss here on second down.
Slaymaker on the sack.
You know, Slaymaker made another big sack right before the end of the half. So, Slaymaker getting in this game. That's going to bring up 4th down. No question about it. I think you go here because they're on the 32-yard line. But they've got to be careful in their selections here. Alsop has been flushed out now twice. This last time coming in a sack. Panther fans starting to rally. 4th and 6, BGM players all have jackets on, jumping up and down. 5 feet and win. It's got to see if it's enough. But Keaton Wynn, the sophomore, comes up the left side, runs with just a little flag, comes across, and it is. It's a 1st down Beacon after 4th and 8. Great job, Keaton Wynn, the sophomore, coming up, grabbing one from Alsa, and then moves the chain.
Good job by Alsa to keep patient there in the pocket. It was,
after being flushed out and being sacked, that's a great senior poise by Colby Alsa to stand in there and fire it. Because it's just a 3-step drop, found him, no hesitation there. Alsa comes under center, gives to Club. Club gets about 2.
Ground.
Second effort. Great
ball on the ground. It is.
Oh, no. Say it ain't so, Zach. Say it ain't so. Oh, man. No.
You should have that if you're a piece.
It is BGM ball. It looked to me like he was down, and then you're right. The ball just kind of popped out. Of course, I'm not a referee, but if I was, I'd be a terrible one because I want the Panthers to have the ball back and put it in the end zone for crying out loud. Let's go, Panthers. Here we go. On defense, 1st and 10. Ball on the 19 for BGM. Defense has got a rally here. A lot of hanging heads. BGM starting to get a little bit of momentum. You don't want that when you're facing the #1 team in the state of Iowa.
Huge momentum killer.
Here we go. Defense has got to do something here. They've got to come up and make a big play right away. Get the crowd back in it and get the defense fired up. Called the blitz. He does. Gets Klein wrapped up. And his Tanner Adam comes and brings him down for no gain. Maybe 1. So, Panthers settle back down here after the turnover. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. 2nd down and about 8, ball on the 21-yard line. DGM has settled down as well. But at one point, they had their players all jumping. The fans were going. They've got these beautiful jackets on. I'm really jealous. Like, I kind of want one. Over the shoulder pads, fancy, man. They came in a charter bus.
They came in a charter, too.
We need to find some BGM sponsors for Pekin, I think. Where are we? Random. That's great. Booster program, helping out.
And Adam makes the big play
we've been talking about. Klein tried to go up the left side. Tanner Adams says nothing doing. Drags him down behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of 3 for BGM, bringing up 3rd and 11 now. Ball on the 19. So that big play we were talking about, the defense who's been phenomenal all night considering the positions they've been put in, comes up big on that one.
And this, I think BGM will have the chance to have one more play pulled off.
They've got to run one. There was about 28 seconds left in the third quarter, so they do have to run one. They only get 25, but they are kind of taking their time here. Kriegel under center, looking to pass.
Lehman with the blitz, break him down.
Colton Lehman comes off the right side. He's going to watch the movie Blindside. And you know what that is?
The first,
that's exactly what happened. That was a blindside
by Gordon Lamb and comes in, finds Kriegel, and the senior goes down, and the Panthers, who needs a big play in the third quarter, make it, forcing fourth down now, and it's going to be at least 20. They haven't put it up there yet. It's hard to see from where we're at, but the fourth quarter, these BGM Bears scoreless in the third quarter, Zach. So a team that has just put up, you know, I watch these guys because why would you? I mean, they're a phenomenal team. They're a high-scoring team. But I watch these guys put up 60, 70 points week after week.
Yeah.
Tonight, three quarters gone, only 17. I think that says something about these Pekin Panthers.
Absolutely. You look at that last drive, for example, after that club turnover, which killed momentum. Defense stepped up and responded by that huge sack by that huge sack.
Old Lamont,
And now BGM has no other choice than to punt with the ball inside the 15, their own 15-yard line.
Oh, absolutely. And Klein's got to be perfect on this hold and this catch and kick because any room for wiggle. And the Panthers will have the ball in pretty great position. So far, Klein able to punt really effectively. But Whitrock's back there, and I'm sure he's biting on that mouthpiece, wanting a chance to get a good return here.
Yeah.
So the Bears come out in their punt formation. It's a unique one. They've got three gunners on the right side, one split left. Klein back to punt. Of course, we know he can do about anything he wants to with that football. He's an athletic young man. Gets a punt off close to being blocked by Wynn, who made that fantastic catch earlier, and Whitrock decides to let it roll, bringing up first and 10 for the Panthers on the 48-yard line. So the fourth quarter, the Panthers will start with the ball. I'd like to say with the wind, and they do have the wind. There's not a ton for Pekin. I mean, it's under 30 miles an hour, which is rare for Pekin. They do have the wind in the fourth quarter.
Going from right to left on the radio dial.
And at this point, first and 10, they've got to close this gap. It's still 7-17. No score in the third quarter for either team. Both teams playing phenomenal defense. Panthers with a turnover. The only mistake so far for either team in this half. Copeland. Oh, no, pops out, but Copeland comes running hard on that right side, so they get the gap on it. And thankfully, Eric Kadam, the lineman, breaks forward and makes a heads up play to keep the football. But Copeland now, who has not really dropped one all year, except for a few exchanges between he and Alsa, but with the run, has been very solid with that football. Lets one out. Eric Kadam there on the recovery.
Tyler Thompson on the strip.
Second and four for the Panthers. Club coming up to the left side. He's got the move. He's got the move.
He's just losing his football. He doesn't lose the football. Loses his footing. Because he has lost the football twice. Loses his footing. What a great coaching call. The guy who's lost the ball, let's give it to him again. Pays off as he gets about a 15-yard run. Strong on a couple key blocks by the left side of that line. J.D. Hollingsworth, Christian Whitrock, giving them some leverage, and now the Panther fans starting to come alive here in this fourth quarter. Copeland brought down by number 54, Adam Hawkins. Hawkins just exploded in there from that spot. That linebacker, that outside linebacker, he came up the left side. They tried to go across with Copeland, kind of on what we would call a jet, and they faked with also to the left. Everybody put Hawkins was fooled on him. Hawkins brings him down, bringing up second and 14 for the Panthers on the 24-yard line. Panthers have just got to put one in. There's nothing.
There's nothing to
it. I mean, Copeland comes up left, gets about two or three, not much. Jones a little slow to get up here. Jones is a center. He's a junior. A solid guy, a little slow getting up. He's going to be, I think he's all right. They're going to need every person here, though.
Absolutely.
Every single guy has got to matter now in every single part of the ball. Under 10 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. A lot of time left, but BTM's style is not one to hurry. So, also fires left.
Interception.
Also trying to get it over.
Interception.
Also trying to get it out to Copeland. Thompson reaches up just a cherry pick there to grab it. And all of a sudden, like that, everything shifted for the Panthers.
And that's just another turnover for Beacon there, and that's not what they wanted to have.
So that Beacon defense has got to rally again. Coach Donovan very good about saying, let's go, fellas, settle down. Also makes his own tackle after throwing the interception, but the BGM Bears offense right back out on the field. First and 10 for BGM after following the interception by Beacon on the 48-yard line. Less than 10 minutes. Klump comes in, forces Klein to go inside. Also makes the tackle. Flag comes out. Two flags come out now. As if one wasn't enough. I'm guessing it should be a hold.
No, it should be a face mask.
It is a hold.
A hold on BGM.
Another one.
That's big.
Talk about momentum changes.
What's the flag here, though?
No, he's just marking off where the penalty was. So the other one, I think they both saw the same thing. You're right. The way it was thrown late, like it would be a face mask, but it was a hold that occurred just shortly before the tackle there by Alsip. Also, kind of really a saving tackle there. Shannon was coming up the right side and just running extremely hard. This is going to make it first and 10 again. We've seen this play before, Zach, where after bringing it back, it's kind of like nothing even happened. So first and 10. Ball on the 48-yard line. The one downside from all of that for Beacon is the clock has continued to run because they need the ball back and they need to put one in. Time is ticking away.
Flying on around the left side.
A lot of room. Finally knocked out by Whitrock. But now until he gets a first down, 12-yard gain by Klein. Klein starting to get those powerful legs to use in the fourth quarter. He didn't get much at all in the third quarter. Didn't get much in the first half, but he's always gotten just enough. I'm guessing he's still going to be at least over 100 yards with the number of carries he's had, but every time he's gotten just enough to move those sticks, and that's been the difference maker tonight.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when you're Coach Burns, you've got to feel good about having, you know, a guy that you know you can hand the football to and get positive yardage in any situation in a close game like this.
Klein has been very reliable this season.
This time, a give to number 32, the fullback, Streets, who is the kicker as well, put in a field goal earlier, but Petey Club on the blitz takes him down just behind the line of scrimmage. They get second and 12 for the Bears, ball on the 40-yard line. Still 7-17, no score since, well, really, middle part of the second quarter, reaches field goal, and the clock continuing to roll, 8 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in this entire football game. Second and 12 for the Bears. Kriegel under center, long count here for Kriegel, trying to catch him. Klein, nothing doing, tries to get those powerful legs moving, but the Panthers, number 63, Cole Ricker, Jared Bond in there as well, stopping him up and saying, not going to have it. We're stopping you, buddy. We need the football back because the Panthers, as we mentioned before, need to score.
Need to stop here first.
Zach, you can tell it's getting cold down there because after between every cheer, the cheerleaders all huddle together. Down here, it's kind of different.
Yeah, it's cold when football players are wearing jackets.
Right, yeah, and because you have the fancy jackets on, you're right. So, yeah, it is. It's starting to chill down here, but things are still super hot out there. On the field for both teams. A lot of rush here for Kriegel. He's being chased down, throws it away. Oh!
That
was Keaton Wynn. Keaton Wynn comes in and slots the ball down, slots it away from Freed. Freed had it in his hands. There is a flag down out here. I don't know if many people have seen it. I'm hoping it's not a late. I don't think it's a late hit. Look at another hold on PCS. So I think they do have a decision to make. Coach Donovan
is saying decline.
Coach Donovan is saying, no, I don't want it. And the referee started to move the ball, but Coach Donovan stepped out on the field and started to say, no, we want to decline the call because that's going to make it fourth down, right? So
I think Donovan is going to move this one back.
Maybe he changed his mind.
Over.
Okay. You know, Coach Donovan did initially say decline it, but now he is going to move him back. Once again, drop pass or incomplete pass off the clock, 7 minutes and 41 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Now, moving him back has made it an extremely long
30-29.
And so, BGM will have another opportunity at third down. This time, almost intercepted by
Ossoff gets in there and knocks it down. Great play by Ossoff as he tried to connect with Ryan again, and those two not able to hook up again for one of many incomplete passes for Kriegel and Ryan.
Yet, once again, another stop by that Pekin defense.
You know what? They are phenomenal at getting rallied and making the play, forcing now a 4th and 29. Klein up to punt. He's been successful so far. Another close one for Eric Adam. Almost got a hand on it. Whitrock's going to let pull again. He's telling himself. You can see Christian says, oh, man, I think I kind of wanted to pick that one up. But you know, the good news for Pekin is they do have the ball. And with this offense, the opportunity now to take it the other direction with just over 7 minutes left to go in this football game.
It's there. You just have to protect the ball. The opportunity to score is there, but they've negated it by two costly turnovers, the club fumble and then the offensive interception here towards the red zone.
Absolutely. The second half, we talked about how perfect the Panthers need to be. The giveaway takeaway now definitely in BGM's favor. So Panthers going to have to be perfect from this point out. As Copeland tries to go over left tackle, gets maybe two, and they're kind of deep in their own territory here after that Klein punt, ball on the 14-yard line, bringing up 2nd and 9.
7:07 to go.
Panthers, we talked about how they needed a big play on defense. They need a big play on offense to rally.
They do.
Each time they've had a big play, they've been able to come up and quickly change the momentum. The Panthers need to do that here right now.
Hand off to Copeland, I want to say.
Yeah, Copeland came around the side on that jet. Also been shotgun. Nothing there again. 3rd and 10, ball on the 14-yard line. Time continuing to put a little pressure on these Panthers as they're down by 10. They need to get something out. Now, Wynn has come back out in the game. Remember, he made a first down catch earlier, Zach. We'll see if also tries to connect with him again as Wynn breaks out to the left side, being covered by Sherwood. Also under center now.
Play action.
Oh, in trouble. Brought down by Freeze in the back. Great defensive play by BGM, and that's going to bring out the Pekin punt team, the last team you want to see out on the field with only 6 minutes left to go, and you're down by 10.
It's just a good stand there by BGM.
Hats off to BGM. Freeze came in, relatively untouched, that outside linebacker spot, really puts the pressure on, also brings him down, and now with only 6 minutes left to go, let's hope my voice can hold out. It feels like I'm 12 years old again. Club standing in the end zone as he punts this one.
That's
a see what he does. He gets about 50 yards on it, maybe more, because he was standing on those checkers as he got a punt off. If you remember Montezuma, he was in that same position. Ball went over his head. So this time, perfect snap, great punt. The defense has the right position. Let's just see with 5 minutes and 37 seconds left to go if they can force and put the clamps on BGM fast enough to kind of stop some of the bleeding here and get that offense back on the field, get another chance at putting some points up.
Pekin's defense almost needs to force a turnover here.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't say also almost. I think they really do. You're right. They need to get 3 now or force a turnover to really make this to continue to be as competitive as it has been. The defense can do this. I've had several takeaways on the season and the ability to make big stops.
Line on the carry. Oh, brought down.
There we go. Carry on. And Peter Swab, the two seniors, make that big play we were looking for. And that time they did run the bottom side, and I think Coach Burns regretted it a little bit.
They're putting it on that side too many times tonight.
No, they haven't. And, they tried switching them on earlier. I saw they flopped them, and again, BGM ran away from them. So definitely seeing some stuff on film as far as trying to negate that side of the defense. Good game here by the Panthers. Club, Sean Bliss.
BGM's crowd wanting a flag for encroachment.
Klein comes up the middle, nothing there. Stops this time by big old 77, Jake Nicholson and Cole Rickard. Cole a little bit quiet tonight. We've seen him all over the field in previous games, but he's also on that kind of side of the field where they haven't been running as much. A lot of side-to-side action. A lot of the corners making the big plays. Also, and Whitrock
getting several tackles as they've come in from that corner spot, as well as those outside linebackers. BGM taking a lot of time here. Of course you would. You're ahead. There's 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to go. They're going to try and do a lot of clock management here. Third down and 11. They do pitch it out to Klein like we talked about. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, it's not. Keaton Wynn read that thing, not fooled for a second. Whitrock step for step as well. And great.
Oh, they tried to help him up, and Sherwood still down. Whitrock went to help him up, and Sherwood says no, holding on to that left leg. He's sitting on the 5-yard line. And
did have that for a second.
You're right. You know, Wynn came down for just a second with the ball, and they both came down on that tangle. And I'm sure that's what kind of caught Sherwood's leg there. But Wynn, phenomenal defense by the sophomore, getting up there, and he did. He had it in his hand. It just kind of, when they came down, it kind of rolled out. Not long enough to be ruled a fumble, but definitely enough to force 4th and 11, ball on the 41-yard line. The Panthers' offense will get it again.
It's probably good that wasn't ruled a fumble, because that would have put peeking on Wallace in the back there with the ball near the 5-yard line there. So with a 4th and 11 here, I would expect BGM to punt, trying to pin Peaky back into their back into the end zone here with 4:10 to go.
Yeah, with Klein's ability to punt, you know, he's a phenomenal athlete. They'll pinpoint that exactly where they want the ball, try and bury him. Now, the one thing Klein's got to be careful of is just kicking it too deep on the situation. Yeah, you're right. When you're ahead by
too bad, because it's still Peaky still has to go 80 yards in her fairly short amount of time to make
right,
it.
Right, right. Well, they haven't been able to do since the first quarter. They've been scoreless since that kind of second, third drive, I guess, third drive by the Panthers there. So the Panthers are going to need to kind of start to put a couple of plays together and get some momentum. As Sherwood is now being helped up, looks like he's going to be okay. Still kind of that leg. We're being helped off a little bit, but most of it's under his own power. So I think he'll be all right for Wednesday. No doubt they've managed home field advantage as well, no question there, as the Panthers have also. Tonight it'll just be a question of who are they going to play.
Right.
Several options on the table. It might be Waco, it might be Lone Tree, probably not Lisbon, who's near the top of their division. It would be the number 3 and 4 team, but however, there is a series of events that kind of has to happen for both teams, and a lot, we'll know everything tonight. Everything will be shaken out by the time KIC Friday Night Lights rolls around.
Tune into the locker room show later on tonight on KIC to see if the parents come out before we sign off at midnight. All scores, interviews, and highlights coming up later on.
Oh, it's a fake! It's a fake! Klein are on the left side. It's not fooling. And he's got it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's a fake. And I told you, Klein, so you see, because I'm an athlete, they fake the punt. And the Panthers shifted over the whole time. They've been setting this up. They bring a guy from left to right. The Panthers shift to try and end there, and shifted away from Klein, and only left one or two guys over there. Not enough to bring down an athlete like that.
I think Klein was anticipating that.
Gets the first down, and that is just, it's a killer. I mean, it's a tough one. I mean, there's still almost 4 minutes left.
So it's not over by any means, but getting that first down after 4th and 12, very tough. Brody Long on the stop here as Klein tries to go left. Long and Rickard combined for no gain, bringing up 2nd and 10. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. Pekin still with 2 timeouts. 10 to spread here. They've got to close. They've got to get 2 scores. They've got to get a touchdown and at least a field goal to tie. And they've got to either get an onside and a stop, so there's a lot to... Lots are still happening here. The Panthers had to have him stopped, but with that punt fake by Klein, like I said, Klein not getting a ton of big yards at a time, but always just enough to keep the chains moving. Club coming on the blitz. Klein sprints out of this one. He's going to get a first down and maybe more, a lot more, as he goes. They had him at the line of scrimmage. Klein has just really come alive here. I'm sure that momentum shift for him really helping. What with 3 minutes to go, BGM is going to put this ball, or is going to try and put this ball in the end zone.
It doesn't. He has to have more than one guy to
right. It's got to be in unison. They can't be one person with one glove on him. To bring down Klein, you're going to need to bring a friend with you. And here, Kriegel looking over the sideline, watching to that exact last second before he can snap the ball. They bring Klein up the middle. Hollingsworth, J.D. Hollingsworth on the stop. No gain. The middle has not been effective except for the quarterback sneak tonight for BGM. They've gone either side to side. That's been most of the play calling that's gotten them some plays.
Beacon's going to call a timeout. We can watch here.
Yep, Beacon's going to ask. They've got to do something to get the clock stopped. It stopped at 2 minutes, 29 seconds left to go. It's going to be second and about 8 for the Bears. Panthers really got a rally here. The ball is on the 11, so, you know, a dangerous, dangerous territory for the Pekin Panthers, who had them stopped 4th and 12 and let Klein slip by on that fake punt.
While we have a minute, let's take a look at the Summers Insurance scoreboard here. The Albion leading Eddieville Springfield Fremont 3-2-0 in the fourth quarter. Sheridan leading Fairfield 28-14 in the third. HLV trailing Wayne in the third quarter 30-22. CMB leading Davis County in the third 24-14. Woodland taking care of Southeast Warren 64-14 in the fourth. Iowa City Regina extending the lead a little bit against Tigger Kyoto 19-0. That's in the fourth quarter. Bonnerack 4 leading PCM last second half, 14-0. South Cameron Grinnell is scoreless in the first quarter. That was last check. Montezuma dropping their third straight to Limbo slowly, 28-0. Kalonica trailing to I-35, 32-14.5. And we'll get more scores along three as they come along, but Knox Solanowski in the third quarter tied at 6.
Klein comes back from the timeout, tries to go in the middle, nothing there. Time still running down for the Panthers. BGM with the ball. Gets about 1 for Klein. Third and approximately 7. Ball on the 10-yard line. Down to about that 2-minute drill now.
Glad we get back on another timeout here.
Well, yeah, it's true. They've still got 2 minutes to go here. So I'm sure Coach Donovan's thinking if we get the ball, we're going to need it. But you're right. No timeout yet. They do have 1 left. BGM with 2, but not going to need it when you're up by 10.
Right.
Kriegel hands off to Klein again behind the line of scrimmage here. Great play by Colton Lehman coming up.
Now the tournament is calling another timeout.
Coach Donovan burns his final timeout.
I think he's got one more.
Forces 6. We'll see if they bring out Greach on the field goal here.
Oh, that was the last one. I think they will bring out Greach for this one. It's only,
you know, he had a much longer one earlier from the 19. They're at the 9 now, and he had plenty of distance on the last one. So we'll see what they decide to do here. So far, you know, Greach is part of that starting lineup, so we won't be able to tell if he checks in. Unlike the Panthers, whose kicker Brain comes out only really to kick, unless he comes in a little bit on defense. The Panthers, a minute 46. 4th and 6 for BGM. Ball on the 9. Current score 7-17. Panthers trying to keep him out of the end zone. Trying to keep it close here. As we talked about earlier, Sigourney trying to keep Iowa City Regina in check as well. Keeping it, you know, 19-0 on a team that beat Solon, I tell you, is pretty good. So Coach Jensen's got to be feeling a little proud of his Savage Cobras.
Another scoring area I'm interested in that kind of surprises me. You know, we're beating Des Moines Lincoln tonight, 14-6.
Oh, there you go.
So Lincoln Nola has been in the playoffs for the first time in a good while.
So, despite all of our guessing, Kriegel does come out under center. He's going to pass. Intercepted by Colby. Comes down. He was in the end zone. He was looking. Colby's a very fast, elusive runner, but BGM is saying safety. I don't know if they saw that. I don't know that he ever stepped out.
But the officials are going to talk about this.
They are discussing it because BGM is saying that it is a safety.
BGM assistants up here or saying that he came out.
Oh my goodness. That is.
Oh, heartbreaking, Tim.
That is, I don't even know. I'm speechless, and I'm rarely speechless, Zach. The guy gets an interception. He's playing hard. He tries to make the right decision, and oh, my. You know, Coach Donovan is out there, and he is not happy.
I'm sure he is not.
There's nothing he can do. If he can, in this situation now, will lose 2 points. They'll have to give 2 points. No, not lose, but they will give BGS two points.
They do lose
and
12 points.
Beyond that, besides not having the ball, they will have to kick off to BGM.
Right.
And they will be kicking from the 20-yard line. So a lot of tough things for a Panther defense who stood so strong, stood tough for so long, kept them out of the end zone, fourth and six. Kicks off the pass, does everything he's supposed to do, and he gets a safety. I'm upset. I'm frustrated, but you know there's still a minute 40 to go. You know they've got a kickoff here. They almost recovered the kick. I don't know that they were trying to, but they almost recovered the kick earlier. We may see an onside here for the Panthers. BGM certainly thinks so. So the Panthers kick it deep, kind of go to a side. Sherwood recovers, who went down earlier. He takes a knee. Tanner Adams comes in late, just trying to get stopped and can't, and gets a late flag. So now it may be a penalty on the Panthers as well. The flag did come out. Sherwood slid, and I think Tanner just couldn't get himself stopped. He just had so much momentum. It is going to be a personal foul on Tanner Adams, and that's going to march BGM forward, which they didn't need, already up 19-7. They had the ball in the 40. Now they're going to go across the 50-yard line down to the other 40-yard line. And, well, I'll tell you, the Panthers need to rally here. They need to continue to play football. They're still a minute 37, and they will, but very difficult situations for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And a tough way to end a beautiful game, a beautiful season. You know, the loss doesn't affect you as much as just the way it went down, as BGM will take a knee. And it'll be a couple knees here in a row because there's still a minute to 30 left. But frustrating for a team who played so hard, fought their hearts out, that the players, you know, really nothing left on the field for these guys. And it'll be a tough one. They do have a Harvest Ball dance schedule tonight. Like I said, they had a king and queen, but after games like this, you have to get excited to go party.
For a party like that. But,
for
you
sure.
You know, out of the three games I've seen of Pekin, this might be the best one they've played.
You know, I would agree with you. I think they have played well, I think, overall. You know, you got the number one team in the state across from you. You only allow, really, 17 points. You give them two, and you still keep it within two scores. You know, really nothing to hang their heads on in that regard. And I think, you know, the things that we saw tonight, Zach, the offense never really clicked in the second half, but this defense, just phenomenal. I mean, they did make the interception. I mean, they were in the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
They did adjust after the first half. They did not give up a lot of passes, so many incomplete passes in the second half that all of that attributed to the defense.
This was a defensive game, and BGM's defense came out a little bit stronger, and then Pekin's offense just made a couple of mistakes that I think they would like to have back, obviously. But with this game, Pekin, you know, they can hang their hat on the fact that nobody else played BGM tough.
No, not at all.
I
think BGM was even stunned, you know, that first quarter when Panthers came back out and just matched them with that touchdown. And, you know, unfortunately, unable to score again after that. But I'll tell you, coming into the playoffs, the Panthers do not have anything to be talking about. And I'll tell you, Zach, I think these two teams will meet again. I'm almost certain we'll see these two teams will be the teams that climb out of these two divisions to go and represent someone at the state, because both of them have the caliber, the quality, and the talent and the depth to be able to do that.
And these are clearly the two best teams in Class B District 6. Now, yes, BGM wins the district, Pekin wins the second, Montezuma third, Linville Sully fourth, even though Sully beat Montezuma earlier tonight. These two teams have the best two chances of going through the dome, BGM predominantly, because they pretty much have beat everybody impressively this year. But Pekin has nothing to be ashamed of either. Yes,
absolutely,
it would have been nice to have gotten this win tonight.
Yep.
It would have been huge. Would have been a huge momentum boost going into the playoffs, but they do get a home game on Wednesday night. they will get to face a pretty good opponent, whoever that is.
Right.
We'll get that figured out towards the midnight hour and tune into KI 96.7 to find out who that is. But it's been a pretty darn good year for the Panthers. I mean,
absolutely.
The last three games show that, but the win against Montezuma had a lot of momentum going into that game. Now, granted, they didn't play anybody going into that schedule, but Keegan showed up and they got the big road win there. They, for lack of a better term, last week, they had a tie off.
Right.
For the most part, by
right.
Being top East won by 62, but everybody else has to hit it. And then you come out and play DTM and hold them to 19.
Oh, yeah.
It's 19, you kidding me?
Phenomenal. I mean, you only allow a third of the points. You know, we talked about Klein earlier. You know, he is a tough. He did make a big play on that fourth down. He made some other runs, but honestly, he never broke anything beyond, you know, a 15, 16 yard gain. And, you know, there was never just one dominant thing. I mean, everything that BGM had, they had to chip away for, they had to fight for, they had to work for. And that's all credit to these Pekin Panthers who just poured their heart out tonight. Unfortunately, just not enough. You know, not because of heart, but just not the right things to go the right way for the Panthers
tonight.
Just
lack of execution, that's all it was. And
absolutely.
Coach Starman will fully admit that, and I'm interested to see what he has to say during the locker room show tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, and we'll see him next Wednesday, I believe, probably a 7 o'clock start as well. So tune in for the Pekin Panthers, and, you know, be safe out there. God bless, and we'll see you Wednesday night.
Oh,